Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Oops.
You're not working over there?
I'm tagging people right now.
Sweet.
No, you don't hear nothing. Okay, this is great. Okay, already we got problems.
Well, I hear stuff.
No, sorry, I'm
no,
I can hear you.
Okay.
No, I
can hear you with Adam.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Today is Monday.
Is it the 27th?
March 26th.
7th.
2017.
Wait, let me look at my phone.
27.
It's the 27th.
There you go.
I know.
Today in the studio we have Mr. John McGrath and Mr. Stephen McGrath. I know. I'm just trying to think of a wise way to come in with your name. I grew up with this guy. I went to school with him my whole life.
So
I know his name.
I'm sorry for you, Steve.
That just tells you how bad Johnny is.
Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Larry?
Yeah.
John,
I'm not good with names. I'll just call you asshole.
Yeah. John and Steve. John and Steve belong to an organization called Long Island Touring Wild Hogs. Right, John?
Yeah, well, it's not really an organization. It's a group.
It's a
riding
group.
It's a group of, we're just a group of friends who like to ride.
Right.
And we ride. We ride all over the country.
All right. So tell us some of the places that you visited. I know I followed these guys one time on Facebook.
Yeah.
I was so fucking jealous, man. I was like, what a good time you guys had.
Well,
it was very hard to keep up with you guys because you guys were everywhere.
What you should do is follow them on the road.
I would love to do that if I had the time.
Well, that's what the group is all about. You know, we're a bunch of friends who like riding, and that's what we do. We venture out, and we go, man.
That's awesome.
We look for the most scenic rides, scenic roads in the country that we can find.
Right.
Okay.
And then you'd be surprised of how the adventures turn out as they develop while you're out there.
Right.
But, okay. Now tell us some of the places that you've been.
Oh, God, we've been up and down the coast. We've all been.
Wait, before you go there, tell us what you ride. What do you ride?
Oh, Electric Glide, Ultra Limited.
That's a nice bike, though.
What year?
2012, I'm currently on.
Nice.
Beautiful. Steve?
I'm on the 13 Ultra Classic.
Nice.
13 Ultra Classic, man. That's a nice bike, too.
110 anniversary.
Ultra Limited.
Ultra Limited.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
okay.
Same thing.
All right. Now everyone knows what they
want. What is that, like an FLHTCU or something? Or what are they? What are the letters?
Yeah, something with
Stop
letters.
Stop talking fancy to me.
Sorry. I'm just... It's code.
FLHXTC.
Yeah, don't be talking fancy to me, all right?
It's code.
Fucking words. I don't know.
That's a secret Harley-Davidson code, right?
Yeah,
only they know.
It's the code.
Exactly. It just turns into a lot of dollar signs is all it does.
Yeah. I apologize for the music that's downstairs because there was an error in programming the shows tonight, setting up everything. So.
But look, I'm wearing my Geneva shirt.
All right.
Geneva. Woohoo! Geneva Keen, I'm wearing it.
And I'm wearing
it.
My 1940 brewery shirt.
Oh, we see.
Sweet.
Okay, John, go ahead. Okay. Now, where have you been?
I'm with you. Well, just recently, our last trip was out to the Grand Canyon.
Awesome.
Out in Arizona via Route 66. And let me tell you what an exciting trip that was, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's just so many things to see. I mean, you can read books about it. You can research it online. And you can't do... That's a road you have to do about a dozen times.
Right.
You know, to really take in most of it. There's just so much to see out there. The landscape is incredible.
I can imagine.
And we stopped many stops along the way. We started with St. Louis. Arch, you know, we went to the top of the arch.
Oh, we saw that,
So we don't just drive through these towns. Like, when possible, we'll schedule a day or half a day.
How long did you do that for?
Well, we did that about, that trip took us about 17 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we had to cut a little short because as we were passing through Texas, I was trying to talk people into calling in sick to work. Because I had some awesome roads.
Well, yeah, why not, right? Why not?
Yeah.
But that's the way.
I think that would be the biggest hurdle is getting the time off from your job.
Absolutely.
You know?
But if you can do that, listen, you got to do it. I always say that if you have a motorcycle sitting in your garage, okay, that's a waste of a good machine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, without it, yeah.
Absolutely.
A waste of hell of a good money.
Oh, yeah.
And good money, absolutely.
That's right.
You can't buy them just to park them.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Now, I have to say, John put some mega, mega miles on his bike. Because I was his neighbor back about
a couple years ago.
Yeah, 7 years ago.
Yeah,
sure. And I felt like, you know, you weren't really riding in the beginning because you were, but you really didn't have a bike yet. You had a Suzuki or something.
Well, I had the other bike, yeah. And, Yeah, right.
And then we went down. We ended up going out on a bike in Newport. You bought the lowrider, right?
Yeah, the Heritage.
You had the Heritage. And then that was it, man. This fucking guy was gone.
Yeah, that was a great cruising bike.
Yeah.
But not for the cruising we do.
Going across the country, you need the big bagger.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I don't like it.
No doubt about that, man. Sorry, I'm just sharing to my friends here.
No, that's cool.
He's multitasking, or he's trying to.
Yes.
We put about 25,000 miles a year on a bike.
So. Wow, that's a lot.
Wow, that's more than what I put on my car. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, these guys, I'm telling you, if you go for a ride with John McGrath.
If I put 1,000 miles. I was on the motorcycle, well, the one I had. If I put 1,000 miles on my motorcycle a year, I was lucky.
Right.
So I was always a passenger.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, it was fine. Okay. It's all right.
If John McGrath calls you up and says, we're going for a ride on the bike, you better pack your bags. He's not going home that day.
Oh, I know. I'm a light packer, so I can do that.
He goes, and he goes, and he goes.
Hey, that's a good point. We're also light packers. That's the only way to travel.
Right.
Whatever I can fit in one saddlebag, and I mind you, I got the full bag with the four pack and everything.
Yeah.
Whatever fits in one saddlebag, that's it.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's it.
They have laundry mats along the way.
Right.
Right.
No, they have stores. You could buy cheap clothes.
You can buy your ship home, other stuff.
I've done that. We've done that when with somebody else. But when we used to go on long trips and take the bike for a long ride, we would ship our clothes to the final destination, so we had it, and then we would ship the stuff back.
That's a cool way to do it, too,
And half the time, we would get home before the package. United States Post Office, what can I say?
I got no underwear. It's coming in the mail.
It's coming in the mail. Whoa, what a commando. There you go. You're a commando.
You look like a tractor trailer jackknifing your underwear.
No, that's
all
good. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So you should go. Have you gone to other countries other than
Canada, we went up to Canada half a day.
You went to New Mexico.
I'm trying to plug Sicily. How'd you like to go to Sicily?
Funny you should say that, because on the group's website I just posted some rides in Sicily.
Okay, well there you go.
And you know what, I'm not gonna comment on that right now because
don't. But you could go to SicilyMotorcycleTours.com.
That's right.
And absolutely. Ride with Lorenzo Lamas September 20th through the 27th.
Cool.
The only reason why I know that is because I built the website and I know Lorenzo and I'm helping promote it.
Right.
So cheap plug. But it's a great ride.
I saw pictures and unbelievable. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh yeah,
the roads just endless sweepers, and the water is
it's gorgeous. And you go, and this particular tour, some tours just go certain areas. It goes around the entire. You're going around the entire island.
There's the big Indian guy going too.
What? Who's the big Indian guy? From the ride to the Renegade. No. We shaved his head and we call him Ron Starr now. So that's it. That's Lorenzo's new sidekick.
You know, John has also ridden.
I love Ron.
He ridden the Dragon.
A couple times. A few times.
Yeah. We had a show about that a few weeks ago.
Oh, did you really?
He's ridden it so much he calls it the Iguana now. It's not a Dragon anymore.
Yeah. But we're planning on going down. Believe it or not, on the way down there, they also have the back of the Dragon.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty cool. It's a short ride, 32 miles.
Oh, is that where you get hemorrhoids from?
Virginia.
The Dragon in the back? We're talking about hemorrhoids. Is that on the back of the Dragon? No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the back of the Dragon.
They have a brochure down there, you know, and there's a whole list of rides and whatnot. But I'll tell you what, if you're down in that area, a must-do is, I think they call it the Diamondback.
Yeah.
It's in an area called Little Switzerland. And right on the Blue Ridge Parkway, they have a cafe, the Little Switzerland Cafe.
Right, okay.
And it's a biker-friendly joint, and it's gorgeous. It sits on a side of the mountainside, and the view is incredible.
Wow.
And it's all bikers.
Nice.
Well, that's all Johnny wants to know about is where there's food along the way.
The barbecue places.
The ride could be great, but he has to stop like every 2 hours, you know, like a newborn. You got to feed him every
2 hours.
Yeah. Or 20 minutes, whatever. 2 hours.
To get to the hamburger.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But John,
where's the beef?
John also rode Route 66.
Right? So he did the
whole entire route?
What?
We did a good chunk of it. We did it from Illinois, Missouri, all the way out to Arizona.
Arizona and Flagstaff?
Yeah, then we stayed in Flagstaff for 3 days. Back in last April we went.
See, I'm not supposed to know these things. I'm a girl.
I know.
I'm just saying.
No, no.
But I know these things.
More women should know these things.
They should. And there are a lot of women out there that ride and know these things. And I'm just busting his
back. They should get involved and don't be afraid to do the ride. My wife rode this trip with me.
Nice. On her own bike or on the back?
On her own.
Hello, Michelle. If you're listening out there, Michelle McGrath.
She's out there.
She rides a street bike. My wife.
Oh, that's a nice bike.
Yeah.
It's a big bag.
Yeah.
And we did like 7,500 miles on this trip, you know.
Right.
So
that's good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And she loved it.
Most guys out there.
But the thing is, the trick is, well, not the trick was for us. We went in April last week or two in April. Came back Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
So, like Saturday because we had to be with Mom on Sunday.
Right. Right.
But the weather.
Yeah.
Because up there we went from 40-50 degree weather when we left.
Mm-hmm.
We got out there, it was 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Now you wake up overnight, you wake up to snow on the ground.
Yeah.
And Flagstaff.
And Flagstaff,
wow.
Yep.
Right.
Wow.
But as soon as the sun shines, snow's gone.
What do you do with your barbecue? I mean, think about this. Yeah. You're barbecuing one day, and the next day, there's fucking snow all over your barbecue.
Yeah, yeah, but
and
by
you freeze the leftovers.
But by lunchtime, it melts, and then you can
80.
Do the barbecue.
Yeah, it's 80 degrees
there
by the afternoon. So
now, do you, like, book the hotels, or you just go and whatever?
Wing it.
No, I book them in advance.
Oh, that's
I book
good.
Them in advance. I get pretty well calculated.
And, John's got his shit down, trust me.
No,
I've seen what he does.
There's a great hostel. What is it, hostel? There's a hostel there in Flagstaff, in the old Dubai Motel, Motel, $30 a night.
Yeah, there's a few of them around.
Then there's that haunted hotel in Flagstaff, Arizona, too, right over the railroad tracks. There's this big haunted hotel thing. It's pretty cool. I had to mention that.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to go back and check that one out.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But, are you monitoring Facebook?
I am monitoring it, Wazzle.
Hey, no, I got to make sure things are okay.
Wait, I'm French today because of the hat. It's called the roots are on fire. But, okay, my little baguette.
Ooh.
I'm doing
you call it. You a faggot? What did you say?
I said a baguette.
Oh, a baguette.
He is a big baguette.
Not the little. Nice kickstands up. Woo! Hey Norman, how's it going?
What's up there, Norman?
They're watching us.
Hey, give a shout out to whoever you like to.
I'm giving shout outs to everybody.
Okay, she can do shout outs, you know. That's her.
What? It's Mama's house, man.
It's Mom. She's Mama Dukes on that side of the door. On this side of the door, Mama Mayhem.
Yeah, Mama
that's
Mayhem.
It. Mayhem. Yeah,
hey, right. Denny, thank you. We will keep up the good work. And my doll, Geneva, she's on.
Hi, Geneva.
Ron Hopper, he's on. Vince. Oh, wait. What did Vince say? Wait. I just lost him. Oh, Palm Beach, Florida.
I'll be in Palm Beach next week. Let's go do a beer.
And a shout out from Oklahoma. Hey, listen, all you the states from like Tennessee on up, I know you guys are getting some really bad storms. So, you know, we're keeping our thoughts
stay
and prayers with you guys.
Yes.
Stay safe with the hail and the tornadoes and all this crazy weather that's happening down
what
there.
The hell?
And I want to give a shout out to David Hayes, man.
Oh, yeah.
David Hayes did a lot for this show.
Yes, he did.
You're the man, Dave. All
we
right?
Love you, Dave.
David Hayes is a good guy, man.
Yep, that's right. He's got the wild hogs.
Now, John, what's the most incredible trip you've taken? And one thing you've done that I think is so fucking cool, right? They did where the four states meet, right?
Oh, the four corners.
The four corners.
The four corners out in Arizona.
I'm dying
Arizona,
to do that, man.
New
Mexico.
They
rode to this shit. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, it's all out there. It's all out there. You've got to
plan it around your so very busy lifestyle, John.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Hello. Four different styles.
Start saving your money and go on a diet, and all the money you used to spend on the crap food, throw it away towards the tour.
No. You got four states, right? Even though there's two in my hand. Mm-hmm. But you got like a barbecue place here.
I think we've all seen the vacation movie with Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
So it's there.
What's your rim job, Dad?
Okay. So, all right.
Wasn't that in Castaway too?
I don't know, but
I
just
up to the four corners there. And
no, it was in Breaking Bad, actually, also.
It was in a lot of movies.
All right, fuck it, right?
You don't have to show a demonstration with two pieces of freaking paper. Yeah.
Imagine the other two states.
And somebody just drew all these lines randomly on a map.
Well, listen,
which is great.
If you press for time, you just go right to that corner and you see the ball.
And four states in one shot. Bing, bang, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Bada-bing, you're done.
Let's stand in one spot and say, bring the barbecue pits to me. Let's go.
Do they have one of those traffic lights there? You press the light to cross the street?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, go ahead, John. Your most incredible ride you've taken yet.
You know what, John? They've all been incredible. Each one is, you just when you think you can't get any better,
right,
you go in a different direction, and wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this country is loaded with some awesome scenery, man. From Sturgis to South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana. I've been to all of Wyoming. That whole area is gorgeous, and I thought that was it.
Yep.
And then I went south. And then I said, oh, my God, I'm in the Smoky Mountains. This is awesome. You know,
right.
And then,
breathtaking, right?
Yeah, unbelievable. This is such a beautiful country. I mean, I don't know why anybody would want to go to Canada.
Oh. Well, you know, because of the waterfall, but other than that...
Well, without seeing this country first, you know what I mean?
No, I agree with you 100%. This country has got the best parks, national parks, destinations.
Yes, with barbecue joints. I'm on top of that.
Whatever. No, but you're right, John. Absolutely. Now, let me ask you a question. The first time you ever went to South Dakota, because I know you went, and you saw the monument there.
Right. Blew me away.
The Mount Rushmore.
Blew me away.
Okay.
When I come around that needle sideway and I see them big heads sitting out, I was like, my heart was pounding.
Okay. Because that gave me goosebumps.
This is like surreal.
I didn't pick up my camera. I didn't do anything. I took it all in and I actually cried.
Wow.
I actually cried when I saw Mount Rushmore for the first time.
Breathtaking.
Imagine.
And when you go through the needles and you view it from that one lane bridge.
Oh, yeah. Hello. I was hiding my eyes.
That's a great picture.
It is a great picture.
You take the picture through the tunnel.
I can imagine.
I was actually, what I did was, when I was there, I got on the other side of the tunnel, and there's one small pull-away area that I could pull off to, and I was taking pictures of everybody coming out of the tunnel.
Cool.
So that was nice, too.
Coming out of the tunnel.
That was not a perverted comment. I was actually making a statement. I don't know where your mind is at. But I'm just saying.
I like going into the tunnel.
Right. Who the hell wants to come out of it?
John can really appreciate this because he's ridden his bike everywhere in the United States.
I was just going to ask
everywhere.
Is there
which state
anywhere
have you? Exactly. Right.
Believe it or not, you wouldn't believe the place he hasn't been yet.
No, I'm saving California.
Manhattan?
No.
California. You haven't been to California yet?
In Florida, right?
In Florida.
No, you're not missing anything in Florida.
Florida's too flat. Alaska.
Yeah. Alaska.
No, I like Florida. We have a lot of listeners from Florida.
Florida's nice, but you know, not compared to Sturgis Arizona.
Florida's nice when it's not bike congested with bike week.
That's right.
I've got mountains in my blood. So,
there you go. Yeah. You know, he likes that.
I spent a lot of time in the mountains as a kid, upstate. You know, New York.
Yeah.
I wanted to see all of them, the ranges in this country. Right. Rocky Mountains, Colorado's another gorgeous state.
You
can go there and just get lost there.
And
not come back. You know. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Now, John would appreciate this. He's ridden his bike all over the country, miles and miles and miles, that we have two friends of ours, Kevin Beener and Tim Ford, are riding. They started their journey out in Daytona Beach on two 50 Yamaha 50s to San Diego.
They're in Texas
now. They're doing a Guinness Book of World Records. Tim said they should be there by Wednesday.
Yeah, they're ahead of schedule.
They're ahead. A lot of blowouts.
Too many blowouts.
They're blowing their tires out like crazy.
Wait till they get out to the desert, because if it's about now, now it's about good. It's about 80.
Yeah,
if you plan to go to Arizona, like a lot of my stupid friends, you know, the ones that drink too much, party too much, they plan the trips to Arizona in August,
July. Yeah, you don't do that.
Uh-huh. I mean,
it's 105.
The bike can't take it. The bike breaks down.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The tires fall off. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, the weather right now is pretty good. So other than the storms that are happening in Texas and all those other, that's the only thing they have to watch out for, these crazy weather
events. I hope our friends out there are safe.
Yeah, I do too.
With the tornadoes we heard about coming.
And Vince, don't worry. We love Florida.
We do
love
Florida.
It is paradise.
And Vince is in Palm Beach, you said?
No, Vince is... I don't know where Vince is.
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach.
He was in Palm Beach.
I'll be in Palm Beach next week. Beach. Hit me up on
Facebook. Johnny's going to Florida.
We'll do some beers together.
find him. Where are you going? I thought you were going to be in Leesburg. What happened to that?
No, Leesburg is the end of the month. I made it. I fucked up. I trusted myself.
You're an idiot.
So anyway, okay. So tell me about your friends on the 50s now. They're going out. They're taking Route 66.
I don't know. I don't even know what.
Well, they got to be taking I-40, which
they're
is,
doing. They're staying along the coastline.
They can't take the highways.
They got to stay down low.
They can only do 28 miles.
They can only do 28 miles an hour. There were some areas that they've gone over on the highway. They actually did.
The best part. The best part. The best part. Is they're dressed as the Blues Brothers doing it.
Yeah.
Well, because they're raising money for a really good cause. Yeah, they're raising it for...
I'm surprised I'm not seeing them on, you know, like Fox News at night.
They probably do it like local news stations probably do it as they go.
Well, they're at Rick Fairless's place right now in Texas.
Oh, okay.
So they do have a news coverage, and they're doing something later tonight.
I don't think if any news crew happened to see these two characters riding along the highway.
At some point.
The pictures you see is either them getting pulled over by a cop or changing their flat tire. So it's funny.
Yeah.
And they are doing it all on YouTube, too. You can check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely check them out on YouTube. Follow them. That's Kevin Beener and Tim Ford. Good luck to those guys.
Yeah, AidenHasAPosse.org organization.
Right. That's got to be pretty
all the links are on our website and on our feed on Facebook, too.
Right.
Yeah, they're raising money for a really good cause.
Oh, good for them.
That's why they're
good
on a quote, mission from God.
They're on a mission from God.
That's why they're
dressed
like the Blues Brothers.
So, yeah, everything's going good with those guys out there, man. Very good. How about you, Steve? I mean, I know you've riding his coattails a lot, I'm sure.
Pretty much.
But
I'm out there all the time. I mean,
yep.
He starts picking up a lot of places, starts doing a lot more of the routes and such. I'm working a little bit more than he does. You know, right now I'm pretty busy. Or I've been over the past couple of years. So.
Hey, but can I interject 1 second? I mean, being that he is my brother.
Right.
We ride together. We've ridden together, you know, a long time because we're brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the guy in my group, in our group. I like everybody to try to ride the way he does. He's my sweep.
Right.
You know, there's nothing better than having somebody who you know what they're going to do before they even do it.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, that's what happens.
And he's got my back and vice versa.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
When I'm riding up front, he's sweeping.
Right,
yeah,
that's
awesome. Right.
And
that's good to have.
There's not a better sweep here.
No.
Right. Because in all of the fun and horsing around that we do, our number one concern when we're on the road is safety.
It's safety.
Yeah, absolutely.
And being safe because we want to get home.
Right.
Alive.
No, absolutely.
You
know
and you want to be seen. So what are the safety precautions that you do? Like with your gear, you know, things like that. Do you wear reflective stuff or no? What do you
absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
because I know I do.
Yeah. We wear all reflective gear, rain gear. We're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We're very prepared. But most importantly, what our group does is we will ride local rides together. And when we know when we're planning a trip, we put a post on a website, and anybody who's interested in doing a trip, we suggest that we come along for what are called short trips, 3-day weekends, and we ride. If we're riding locally just for the day, we'll practice our riding style.
Okay,
you know, group riding is very
totally
dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
it's very dangerous, and unless it's executed properly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror.
Well, I've seen it firsthand with huge events here. We the rubber band effect and all that other stuff. So
and
yeah,
I don't like to do those.
No.
I like to stay away from those.
Yeah.
But we ride in staggered formation, and there's a lot of contradiction. A lot of people get confused because when they take their permit test to get their motorcycle license, especially new riders, the law book says that two bikes can ride abreast in a lane.
No.
That's why in these long things, everybody's riding side. But you're not paying attention and you're crashing into each other. And on those big events, that's all you see.
That's all you see.
So we try to stagger it and
stay away from the big events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
They're nice to do here and there. We still go to those fundraisers, especially if it's for like veterans and such like that. Or, you know, children, you know, homeless people. You know,
good. I'll let you know.
But we will ride with... You know, a thousand people in a pack.
Right.
Yeah.
We've seen too many times people just falling over in the parking lot because they don't know how to stand the bike up. What's the next one?
Well, a lot of times what happens too is you get the first time riders and things like that, and they try and catch up, but a lot of times it doesn't happen, and that's sadly you have usually minor accidents. We don't really have like major things. Why are you raising your hand?
I think when you ride in a group and you get to know the guys that you ride with.
Yes.
Right.
It's, well, we used almost, to do it like you do it.
It's a thoughtless.
Same thing.
Stagger formation. Right. Big guy, single lane.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
That's why we do
right. You have
together.
Hand signals.
Hand signals.
Different
yeah.
Plus, we're radio. We have radio communication. Right. So
my radio is, hey!
Yeah. No, I used to.
If I could hear you over your pipe.
The guys from Lighthouse Harley-Davidson. Now, well, we have the Long Island Hog chapter now. But the Harley-Davidson owner groups. So with Lighthouse Harley-Davidson, when they did the planned rides, I was, you know, privy to that. But a lot of times, depending on the size of the group, we wouldn't break any laws. But for safety purposes and sweeping and things like that, yeah. Everybody knew hand signals, and we always got there in one piece and came back in one piece.
Awesome.
And that's it. And believe it or not, depending on the size of the group, too, we would have a car. We'd have a chase vehicle. So
that's
that would
that's
be,
good.
You know,
always
just
good
in case somebody broke
always
down.
Always good yeah. to have.
Usually if it was 20 or more bikers, you know.
Yes.
Because that's a pretty big group.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Right. You have to have a good understanding of where you're going, what you're doing.
Right.
And communication is like key.
Right. That's
huge. In our group, you know, whether it's by hand signal or radio.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention to know what's going on. And yeah. we've got a certain group of guys. For the most part, there are others who come on, not all the rides, but once in a while. But we got a core group that goes on like all of these trips that I plan because we do them right, you know.
Yeah.
Some of our wives go on these trips also. And we're more conscientious because of them, I think.
Right, yeah.
That we want to make sure that they're not scared that because we want them to come on another trip. We don't want them to be spooked and never get on a bike again
exactly.
or never come with us.
Yeah. Whether they're passengers or riders.
Yeah. But well. Stephen's he's a good man. He's my sweep, this guy.
Awesome. Sweep and you know what?
Or run the
on this note, I'm gonna go to commercial break real quick.
Cool.
All right, so everyone just sit tight and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a perfect end to your day's ride? Then stop by 1940 Brewery and check out some of Long Island's best local beers. Right now, offering for a limited time, Orange Whip 9% Oatmeal Stout on tap. 1940 Brewery, 1337 Lincoln Avenue, Holbrook, New York, 1-631-533-4838. Or check them out on the web at 1940brewingcompany.com.
Monster Energy, Welcome to Rockville returns April 29th and 30th to Metropolitan Park. With Def Leppard and Soundgarden. Also featuring A Perfect Circle, Mastodon, Chevelle, Papa Roach, Cedar, 3 Days Grace, Alter Bridge, Coheed and Cambria, The Pretty Reckless, Highly Suspect, Nothing More, and The Offspring. Welcome to Rockville. 2 days, over 40 bands on 3 stages. Tickets are on sale now. Head over to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for GA, VIP and package tickets, additional information, and more. Welcome to Rockville, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Village Connection Radio.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Hey, this is Mama Mayhem, and you are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on VillageConnectionRadio.com.
That's right, Mama.
That's me.
We are listening.
I'm not used to
Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yeah.
All right, well, we go back anyway. We're back.
Hi.
Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
I'm tired.
You can give a call if you like at 631-560-3416 or check us out on Facebook or go to our website, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Okay.
We're back with John McGrath and Stephen McGrath in our studios in Huntington. John McGrath, yo.
What's in case up? You were wondering where we were.
We're in Huntington, New York.
3152.
And we have lovely music in the background, just for your pleasure.
I forgot your phone number, 631.
560.
Yeah, hold on.
3416.
Sorry, 560. 3416. I used to memorize it. I had it memorized.
Yeah, you're stalking me.
I am. No, I butt dial you. I don't stalk you. I just butt dial you. That's it. Just saying. All right, we're really boring right now. Can somebody do something?
Somebody all right, so
come
something.
On.
Yes, James. Adam's back.
Adam is back.
Say hi to James Shaw.
What's up, James Shaw? Yeah.
James Shaw.
Yeah, he's back.
Better known as Jimmy Shaw.
Oh, you know this guy personally?
Yeah,
you know
he's like my brother.
Is his friend named South Shaw?
Got it. Hey, listen.
He did grow up on the South Shore.
We got some new people up on our feed, Tina and Motorcycle and ATV.
Yeah.
From Oklahoma saying, hey.
Hey, what's up, Oklahoma?
Awesome. Woo. Peace, woo-hoo. Brother.
Everything's okay in Oklahoma.
That's right, man.
And yes, you're right, Vince. Riding A1A, viewing the Atlantic Ocean for miles is awesome.
Yeah. I'll tell you, my one ride that I did from here was riding to Myrtle Beach, which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because we took all the back roads and went through the Outer Banks.
Sure.
How was your back after that ride?
No,
I'm just saying.
No, it was fine. I had my bags.
No, because he's got a fat boy. It's not really the most comfortable bike to be fucking torn on.
A fat boy.
Well, I had my luggage on my seat because I was by myself. For my luggage, I had to, you know,
really
sit back, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, listen, nothing wrong with Fat Boy. I rode down to Florida three times on a 1990 Fat Boy.
I didn't.
All you got to do is change out the seat. Gel pad in there.
I didn't say there was anything wrong. I just said that, you know, you're all hunched over like this, you know.
My wife rides a Fat Boy too.
They had to put a belt around me.
And my other ride that I'm ashamed to say that I trailed down to.
No.
I rode down to Key West from Key Largo, which was really
nice.
Cool, man.
Oh, that's a nice ride.
That was beautiful, man.
I tried that around just before New Year's. I couldn't even get back up to the 7 Mile Bridge.
The traffic was that bad?
Oh, it was that bad.
Really?
I had no traffic.
Down there, I went right back to the bar, sliced the pizza, and
went back to the bar. I had no traffic.
I did the 7 Mile Bridge. It was nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Really nice.
Well, maybe it's a seasonal thing.
I'll be back down there again.
Well, I was Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Well, why would you go there during the holidays? I went there in September.
Those are my solo rides.
There you go.
Stay hydrated going through those southern areas, especially Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to
ride. I did it on a Road King, which is fucking beautiful. I rented
it. Nice.
Look, they got another flat.
Oh, man.
You know, that's wonderful, guys.
Another flat.
They have flats like crazy.
They
must have bought a lot of balloons with them, huh?
But you know what Kevin told Tim, though? He said, why Tim keeps getting flats? Because he's too fat.
Well, then I guess you could never do the right.
Never.
No.
Never. Get him up and done with that. So, Joe, what else you got? Like, where else have you been?
Oh, where have I been? Let's see. Well, I was planning on going down I've been to Tennessee, but I was planning on going down to Tennessee this end of summer, fall. You know, there was supposed to be some rally going on.
Let's not talk about that. Bite your tongue.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. That's
that.
Taboo in this neck of the woods.
Oh, man.
But you know what,
What a disappointment.
There is a rally.
Let's talk about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to talk about this, John?
Yeah, that's on the list. Yeah, for maybe this fall.
Okay.
Ride the Ozarks rally.
Ride the Ozarks. Awesome.
I believe this is their second one. They did. I did one last year.
Right.
And apparently it was a big hit. But supposedly, this Ozark Mountain area, Harrison,
right,
mm-hmm,
is where they have the home base of this in Arkansas.
All right.
The whole area on the map looks unbelievable. It looks like something that I would enjoy. I think that anyone would enjoy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then listening to the locals, you know, through their comments on how the ride was and how the area is, and you know, online, if you go to Facebook, they
find out about the off-the-beaten-trail places.
Well, they have a bunch of rides listed online. Ride the Ozarks, it's called, and you can get the thing delivered to your front door.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
What, they bring the Ozark Mountains right to your house?
Pretty much. That's what a truck
bring them all in.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You know, ride the Ozark Rally, Harris in Arkansas. It's October 6th and 7th. Check it out, man.
They have free live entertainment.
They have not free beer, but they have a beer garden, vendors, and guided rides. Well, pretty cool.
So, and what's the website?
The website.
Can you read without
MotorcycleArkansas.com.
There you go.
I was going to say, you should take a picture of that and put it on the page.
I will put this on the page. Actually, I'm sure there is. We can find it and put it up.
I'm going to put the link
up. Give them a call. 888-283-2163. Check it out, man. Buy the Ozark Rally. Awesome.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, man, that's going to be a...
And I want to go only because you said it the way you said it. Ride the Ozark.
Ride the Ozark. Yeah. It's a two-wheel thing, you know.
Thank you for saying our tagline.
It's ride, yes. Ride the Ozark.
Oh. Are we going to do a rap now?
Also, we got something else here also that we're going to promote. We have a friend named Dean Nichols, yes. I go way back with you. I know you do too. You went to school with him, right?
Oh, yeah. We grew up together. And this is actually Miller's Ale House.
Miller's Ale House is
hosting this.
The one in Comac.
But Dino is promoting it. And Dino is he's a good guy.
Yes.
Dino's a really good guy. And he started a club for classic cars.
Right. Mm-hmm.
East to West Auto. And he's a friend of bikers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And most bikers... are also car guys.
Oh, yeah, yes.
So you go hand in hand.
We want to get as many motorcycles as we can to Comac Miller's Ale House on Saturday, April 15th at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is awesome. Hope for the Warriors, man. This is a great cause, too, man.
Yeah, this is post 911 people and families of these people who lost their lives and were injured. It's their rating is also number one. If you go to all these different vets mm-hmm. groups and mm-hmm. whatnot, they're rated right at the top.
Right.
So all the money goes to these families. Yeah, it's a really good cause.
If you have a car you want to get in there, it's $15 to register your car. The day of the event, there's no rain date, so that's the day it's going to happen, Saturday, April 15th.
Should be a lot of fun. There's going to be a live band. There's going to be raffles.
Bike enthusiasts, bring your rain gear.
Yes. Miller's Ale House is located at 88 Veterans Highway, Comac, New York. And give them a call at 631-493-2370. That's going to be a great day. I'm going to try to make it here myself, hopefully on the bike.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I'm actually going to. I have a car myself, but I'm going on the bike though. This one.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to bring a group of the guys down, and we're going to visit Dino. And you know what? Go to Dino's website, East to West Classic Cars.
Yes.
And if you got time, you're in the neighborhood on April 15th. Stop down and meet Dino in person. Say hello. You'll meet him once. He'll be a friend forever.
That's right. Dino's a great guy, man.
Yeah.
He has some hot cars too, man. Always the friendliest guy you want to meet too. Every time I see him, he's always in a good mood, man. Hey, Dino.
Yeah.
Good guy. So check that out, man. Miller's Ale House. Cars and guitars for Hope for the Warriors. Saturday, April 15th at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Miller's Ale House in Comac, New York. Get there or be square. Yeah.
All right.
So, John, you've ridden all over this great country of ours. Is your favorite state you have? Or
I thought I did, but after I've been to, like I said, every time I go to another state, I'm like, we're going to move this one up a notch.
See, that was great when you go out to the New Mexico and you had the four states. Like, I like this state. No, wait a minute. I like this one. I like that one. I like this one. Hey.
I get a question. You guys ever come into, like, a close call where you, like, shit your pants and you're like, woo, that was a fucking close one?
You told me a story about a tornado behind you one time or some shit like that, right?
Oh, no. We've had a couple of bad weather calls, you know, but...
like rain, reindeer jumping out on you, or anything.
Just last year. last summer, last July, I was up, we were in Canada, up in Alexandria Bay, up north,
mm-hmm.
And then we went into Canada and back and forth, and so I went for a little ride around the countryside along the river, and we make a left turn, we go down this country road, and it's just gorgeous, you know, it's nothing technical,
right.
Just mm-hmm. a gorgeous, wide open country road, and then here comes this deer. Out of nowhere, I thought he was going to hit the guy in front of me.
He never red nosed, did he?
No. Right. Yeah.
No, I wasn't on that ride.
But he just missed the guy in front of me.
Right.
And you know, it was shocking because I never saw this deer. You know, usually you see them coming and you make adjustments, you know.
Right.
And before I know...
We're getting a phone call. Oklahoma.
Oh, wait. Well, he could finish his story.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Norman Sterling.
Norman, hey, how are you? From Oklahoma, right?
Hey, how you doing, Norman?
Hey, guys, how's it going up there in New York?
We're doing good, man. How you doing down there? Hanging. Some bad storms over there.
All right, I guess I'm getting a little feedback here from...
Yeah,
you got to knock the volume down on the background.
Kill your phone or your radio.
Yeah, I just killed it. I actually had you playing live on the laptop right in front of me. So.
Woo-hoo! Do I look fat on that? Or?
You look fat anywhere, Johnny.
You might look a little small.
It's a rough room. Man.
No, but actually, Norman made a
comment. You guys are sitting there talking about bad storms.
Yes.
You know, and you mentioned Arizona earlier, and I said something on there about 105 degrees,
right.
Maybe at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's bad. We lived out in Arizona for about 2 years, and just on the bad storm issue that you're talking about, you've never run across a storm until you get hit by a haboob in Phoenix.
Haboob? What's a
big boob?
They're called haboobs. They're bad dust storms.
Don't make fun of that shit, Johnny. I'll smack you right now. That's nasty shit.
Bring it.
Yeah, I got blessed.
Sorry, Norman, I'm protecting you. I have family that lives in Arizona.
Me and a wife were...
No, but it's serious. Do you get warnings like you do, like with hurricanes and earthquakes? You know, they sound an alarm, or all of a sudden it just comes out of nowhere? Those storms, they're
nasty storms.
Yeah.
They're nasty storms. We're on the west side of Phoenix. I was over there helping a buddy work on his bike. We live on the east side of Phoenix.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Blue skies, nothing to be seen. Okay. We hit about the halfway mark riding back on our bike from my buddy's house to our house. Halfway point, sky's blue. A block in, we literally get pushed from the right lane all the way over to the left lane into 4 inches of standing water already.
Oh,
and we have
God.
All the bushes that were lining the side of the road all blown out of the ground, blowing right in front of us.
Oh,
that's scary shit, man.
Yep.
And you guys fared up okay? Both of you were not injured bad or anything?
We made it. We made it just fine. I just let the wind do what it's going to do with the bike. And
right.
The bike didn't go down. It was one piece, no scratches. Just
very lucky. Wow.
I think we both just lost about 20 pounds.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Oh, my God. But Arizona, now, where are your favorite? Now, you said you live east of Phoenix, so do you travel up north to kind of cool down a little bit, you know, by going up there to Flagstaff? Because I know the weather's different. It changes drastically. I mean, in 2 hours from where you are to up north, it could be a 30-degree temperature drop. So do you guys do that?
That happens all the time.
Yeah, because I like it up the northern part. I have friends that live in
that. Was our big thing.
Flagstaff.
I mean, when we lived out in Phoenix, the big thing is to get out of town.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Get out of 110, 115-degree heat in the stop-and-go traffic on the highway.
No.
Hit the mountains.
Right.
Yes. You get an hour north
of the city, and the temperature drops 20 degrees.
It's a whole different thing.
I like Prescott, Arizona. I have a friend that lives in Jim. He lives in Prescott. I have some transplants from New York that are in Prescott also, and then Flagstaff. So, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So if I'm riding through, let's say,
don't act like
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Gotta be a good barbecue place over there. What do you got, Norman?
You gotta tell Johnny we're all
there. You just knew he was gonna ask that, Norman. You just
you like cactus juice?
Music is Mike is really really low.
Well,
I couldn't hear what she was saying half the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I said there's gotta be a good barbecue place down there in Phoenix. What do you got for me?
Out in Phoenix, actually, I no longer live there.
Oh, okay.
Now, where do you live now? Where do you live, Arkansas? No.
No, I live in Oklahoma.
He's in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Are you blonde
Matter
tonight,
fact,
John?
You guys gave a shout out to TNN Motorcycle and ATV, and that's actually my shop.
Oh, fabulous. Nice. Oh, wow.
TNN.
So,
potential sponsor.
Huh? There you go.
There you go. No, but
we'll talk.
No,
Johnny,
we'll have to take a ride through that.
No, but he can actually call in and give us tips on ATVs and stuff. Yeah. You know, instead of listening to you all the time.
Oh, getting back to barbecue places in Arizona, it's so hot there. You just eat the roadkill. It's already barbecue.
Nolan's laughing, so that was good. That was.
We've done all that. We've done all that cook the cookies on the dashboard stuff out
It
really does work.
It really does work. He's not kidding. So now TNN Motorcycle and ATV, that's in Oklahoma, that's your shop. So
that's my shop.
Now is that repair only or do you sell them as well? I mean, we might as well give you a cheap plus revenue only, yeah.
That depends. I have a dealership I work with that's up in Oklahoma City. I will sell and advertise their bikes for them.
Okay.
But generally, I just do repairs, custom work, general maintenance stuff.
So, what was the most weirdest repair? Let's say on ATVs, because I know they're all terrain vehicles. You know, somebody brought it in because it, you know, ran out of gas or wanted whatever.
Getting the burnt lizard out of the carburetor.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I want to know a weird story. Do you have a weird ATV repair story? You know,
actually,
I've seen people driven things in, held up with duct tape in wire ties. So it's like...
Actually, that is actually funny because the weirdest repair I've ever done, I've taken a guy's bike apart and he had acorns in the cylinders.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So
I have no...
How did they get in there?
From the carburetor and the throttle plate that there's nothing there that a mouse or a squirrel or something could get in there.
Oh, my
but
God.
But his cylinder was packed with acorns.
Oh, my God.
Safekeeping.
Holy
shit.
Nice.
That's a good story. I like that.
These mice and squirrels, I have no clue how they do have this stuff, but, I mean, that's like the funniest one ever. I open this guy's engine up, and there it is. It's just packed with acorns. And I'm like,
oh, man. And that happens
there's your problem.
There's your problem with acorns. But that happens with spiders, too, right? In your area, you have those weird spiders that kind of like live in the gas
nuts.
Tanks and the webs. Oh, enough with the nut jokes already. I'm having a normal conversation here with Norm here. I want to know about spiders. You got ugly spiders in Oklahoma? Because I'm not going there if you do. I don't like them. They're scary. No, I had a wolf spider one time.
I can actually say the scariest one we've had, though, is I have a personal buddy, and we built a 78 shovel together.
Right.
And... in the process of building that 78 shovel, we took a trip down to Texas to buy a bike from a guy in Louisiana. He kind of met us halfway.
Okay.
We got the bike back to his house, and the first thing we do is try to start it up, find out what's wrong with it, because he got it at a really cheap price with the title and everything. So
nice.
We had an idea for a project that was going to go along with it.
Right.
But we pulled the airbox cover off, even though it was spitting fire. We actually found a living female Black Widow.
Oh, I'm creeping out right now.
Nice.
Oh, God, get the fuck away from me.
And they didn't have to pay extra for it either.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. I don't like spiders, man.
She don't like spiders and snakes.
Oh, I'm not scared of nothing, but a Black Widow is enough to make me run.
I would run.
So,
oh, my God.
Norman, thank you for calling the show.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to your company again. What is it?
It's TNN Motorcycle and ATV.
Yep.
And where are you located?
In Oklahoma.
Ada, Oklahoma.
What's your address?
For the
716 West 2nd Street.
And your phone number?
580-340-0270.
Okay, so
shoe
now,
size.
No, all stop.
Right.
So no, you can type all that in, and everybody, TNN Motorcycle and ATV is on our feed for their page. So definitely go and like their Facebook page,
awesome.
Too. You know, because they are Mayhem fans. But yeah, thanks for all that information. And listen, you can call. We're on the show. When are we? Every Monday night?
Every Monday night.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But you can call in and give us a tip or a story, you know, little safety tips. We randomly call people, you know, during the week, other than once a month when Adam's got his tip. But we like to hear stories like this. So, know what, Norman? Thank you so much for listening.
And calling in.
And
y'all guys have fun. I'll see you on the road somewhere.
Okay.
You
will, for sure. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
There's a good reason for a road trip.
Yep.
Right there. Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. Yeah. I always think of the musical Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma, here we go.
Johnny,
with
Johnny.
The covered wagons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Johnny spinning, Oklahoma, Johnny spinning around in the fields.
Down the plains. Come on, I'm singing my song.
We just did that trip to Arizona. We took the Route 66 trip.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite states along Route 66 was Oklahoma.
There you go.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. I highly recommend it.
Really?
Highly recommend it. Yeah.
If John recommends it, then it's a done deal.
We'll all get out there one day and rip it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to find somebody with lots of money so I can, like, cruise around. When you get just the take
time.
Off and do photos.
You time.
You're single? You got a wife.
I have a wife.
Got a younger brother. Oh, yeah, you got a younger brother. Are you single?
Yes, he is.
Oh! And he's a redhead, too. You know what they say.
Fantastic.
I'm just saying.
Carpet master drapes, huh?
Oh, who cares about that? Oh, my God. He's embarrassing. No, you fucking shave. Thank you very much.
All you need is time. You got time?
I got plenty of time.
Oh, there you go. Then you have to battle.
Time
right
is on my side now.
All right.
I can't sing. It's on my side. Yes, it is. Okay, it's not really going well. I can't sing. But I can play the drums, and I'm a good photographer.
All right. So
I'm a great photographer,
photos,
actually.
Photos, absolutely necessary. We always got room for an extra photographer.
I love doing that.
But you know what? That guy, he brought up a good point about Arizona. When
yes.
Down there south. Those storms, and we did get caught in one, by the way.
Oh, that's scary.
But, you know, the sand is so fine,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't hurt. But it's blinding because it comes like a dust cloud. I've seen this storm come out of nowhere so thick that it literally stopped traffic, like the LIE rush hour.
Really? Yeah.
Because you couldn't see 2 feet in front of you.
No.
Wow.
We stopped at one of the dealerships down there, and the dealer was telling us that they go through so many bike repairs, engine rebuilds, and whatnot. Because that sand
goes right
everywhere.
Oh,
gets
yeah.
where it don't belong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Some like for the reusable air cleaners after that one.
Yeah.
Couldn't even clean that out.
It was so fine. Yeah. It's just like, well, might as well throw that out.
Imagine.
No, bike stops spitting.
That is scary. No, that is really that's really scary.
Kind of like that muddy time we went into the Buffalo trip.
10 minutes.
Took almost
about
a year
10 minutes.
To get that crap off my
body. Oh God. Yeah. We have a call. We're gonna give a call to our guest in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Mr. Pittman there.
Well, that's
Bikers for Trump.
He's
going to talk about how he organized the inaugural ride.
Because
it's about the ride.
That's a huge
and it's about the camaraderie between bikers.
Yep.
You know, this is not a political show.
Never.
Right.
It's either about food and good times. That's it. And beer.
And beer.
Of course, boobies if you want to show us your boobies. Anyway,
yeah, that's what it's all about. Man.
That's right.
That's
okay,
all
wait.
That's
I can do side on. Boob. There's side boob.
Side boob.
There you go. Side boob. I'm wearing a bra.
So am I.
Nobody cares, Johnny. Nobody fucking cares.
Your boobs are a little
don't
bigger.
Don't show us your
G-string. Oh, my God. I'm dying over here. No, it's so good.
So, again, welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. If you just joined us, give us a call at 631-560-3416. We'd love to hear your stories from wherever you are around this great country of ours.
And if you scroll all the way up to the top, I typed in the phone number,
right.
too.
Right, and
give
you
us
know,
some ride
destinations can't understand
also.
We have Mr. John McGrath
John
and Steve McGrath, who traveled all over this country. They rode. They never trailed. Never, right?
No. No
trailer. I'm a pussy, you
Joe. We'll trail the cars,
but
never the bikes.
But you'll do a flying ride. Like, if you go to Sicily, you'll rent motorcycles. You don't have a problem.
They'll fucking ride there.
They're Holly. No, you won't.
They'll find a way.
But
no, Sicily would be a flying ride.
Yeah, that, absolutely. Because they have
we could actually lease containers and ship them there.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, one of our buddies just
what kind of money do you have? Hello, Sailor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's why
God.
I work.
All right. I work hard for my money. I used to. And sorry. I was going to say an old joke that my father used to tell me, but I'm not going to go there.
So
how much money did you make today, Margaret? $8.10. Why? Because everybody gave you 10 cents.
That's right.
I work hard for my money.
That's
Can you bend down and pick up that pen?
She is very really French tonight.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Oui, oui, Miss Margaret.
My little baguette.
Big baguette.
So, guys ever have any problems out on the road, or...
No, knock on wood. We've been pretty fortunate, so maybe we can chalk that up to planning.
Yeah. Planning.
And job plans.
Regulator here and there, but, you know.
Listen, you know, you got to do... when you're doing trips like we do, you really got to plan look at your bike, get it serviced. Yeah. You know, if your brakes feel a little low, mm-hmm. change them. Don't say, nah, I'm all right, I got, you know, this much left on a brake pad.
No, yeah.
We've had a couple of guys that wound up with shredded tires, mm-hmm. and it screws everybody up because now it sets everybody out of whack because
right.
we got to get that.
Time.
Right, we got to get that bike into the shop, get it repaired, get it fixed. We might lose a half a day. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to avoid that, you know. You can only control so many things.
Rod, yeah. fuck you. He finally yeah, comes on and he goes, calm down, mama. Okay, I'm not calm. But speaking of the safety stuff, tires is a huge issue.
Yeah.
Right. I actually did, we spoke to Randy last week.
Randy Miller called on the show last week.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And he gave us an excellent tip about the, like, the quote, born on date for tires.
Oh, yeah.
It has the four numbers right after DOT, and it tells you the week, right?
Right.
The first two numbers is the week it was manufactured, and the last two numbers are the year.
Yeah, right.
So anything that's, you know, if it says 2011 at the end, it's already over 5 years, I'll get rid of those tires.
Right, right.
But I didn't know this. Three numbers means it was made before the year 2000 and just totally, like, throw those tires out.
Yeah,
or make a swing out of them or something.
Swing all night.
Give them to the pit bull in the backyard to swing on in.
You'd be lucky if you could roll them across the garage straight.
But that's, I was going to say also, something, I'm not.
You know, that's also a good tip if you're buying new tires.
Yes.
Because you don't want them wind up with the shop leftovers that have been there for 4 years.
That exactly. So look for those numbers, and that'll tell you when it was manufactured.
That's right.
It could be sitting in the shop for 3 years.
Right, exactly.
Right. So then they're only good for you
It brings up a point that I bought tires like 4 years ago, and Randy puts my tires on my bike, but he never put the front one on, so it's still in the garage. So maybe I want to get rid of that one, Randy.
There you go.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. You can only get.
He's swinging on it right now from his backyard.
So actually, he didn't do me a fucking favor by saying, "Let's not put this one on yet."
Yeah.
Nah, the other one anyway.
Well, he's got the same bike, doesn't he? Randy, you want to buy a tire? Because he's not going anywhere soon.
Oh, David Hayes, we love you. Tires.
My bike rides fine in my trailer. Yeah. He goes, well, up that ramp, no problem.
Yeah.
David Hayes is on?
Yeah.
Dave, what's up, Dave? That's a great man.
He loves you, Johnny.
Yeah, I love Dave, man. He's a good man.
He's going to be coming down to New York, and we have to have him stop
down.
We're
going to have him on the show. We're going to have take him out to dinner or whatever. And we're going to show him some New York style of living, bro.
Now, is that the real Rod or is that the hack Rod?
No, that's the real Rod. He finally figured out how to go on Facebook as himself and not our show.
We're gonna love seeing Dave when he comes in the studio. Or we'll definitely meet up with him somewhere. But
no, I know. But we're gonna start. Do we have to go to commercial break and then we're gonna call our special guest?
All right, let me go to commercial break.
Not that I'm telling you how to do anything.
All right.
No, not at all.
And I wish you would have told me a minute earlier so I could find my shit here and like fucking.
Well, you know, Johnny's really very organized, and we're gonna go to commercial break because the next gentleman that's gonna be calling in is going to be our good buddy there, R.C. Pittman.
Oh, yes.
Bikers for Trump. And he's going to talk about the inaugural ride and how he organized it. Are you ready to go to commercial?
Yes,
break?
I am.
Ba-bam.
Hey, Chicago. Chicago's biggest rock festival is back. Chicago Open Air. Over 40 bands. Over 3 days. July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Toyota Park. Chicago Open Air. With Ozzy Osbourne.
Mr. Crowley.
Kiss.
And I'll get back on the LSD.
Chicago Open Air Festival with Godsmack, Rob Zombie, Korn, Stone Sour, Slayer, Seether, Megadeth, Anthrax, Lamb of God, Amon Amarth, Meshuggah, Clutch, Behemoth, Body Count, and so many more. Tickets are on sale now. Go to ChicagoOpenAir.com for all your lineup, tickets, and festival information. Chicago Open Air Festival, July 14th through 16th, Chicago's biggest hard rock festival, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Are you looking for that one awesome night? Don't just party. Have One for the Road. One for the Road event services. From full tailgate setups on virtually any location. Also available, a small stage, PA system, and lighting. Football games, concerts, or a full setup right in your own backyard. Party bus events, all there. One for the Road Event Services. 1-631-790-1404.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Second, we're going to have a phone call.
Yeah, in a second, in a minute.
No, I said, are you not listening to what
I don't hear you.
I left him a message. I said it went in because he, you know, he's got family life and everything else. And I think I might have told him like 9:15. So I was a little early.
All right, 9:15, all right.
So I put a call in, and if he calls me back, then you can take your thing and stick it in my thing.
Maybe he's at Maybe he's at a really good barbecue joint right now. I just don't hear his phone ringing.
You know, you're speaking about the Dragon earlier. You know, we were down in that area, the Blue Ridge Parkway and all of that. We were down in Maggie Valley, and you guys probably heard of Wheels Through Time Museum.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great place.
Awesome place.
And my ashtray's in there.
Dale Wachsler is the guy that owns the place.
Right.
Why not? This guy is the coolest guy you ever want to meet. He took a bike out of his museum one day. Well, we went down as a group, you know, we were in there.
Right.
And he let us in. He gave us like a tour. He says, you guys are from Long Island? He says, don't charge these guys. You guys are coming with me. We went in through the whole museum.
That's great, man. That's awesome.
He was best friends with the guy that used to own the Harley-Davidson dealership on Route 109 in Babylon.
Right, West Babylon over there.
Wow,
Babylon,
a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. He used to race with him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, he used to do a lot of the dirt bike tracks with the Hollies and a lot of side races.
Yeah, he took one of his military bikes out of the museum.
Oh. And rode
this guy rode it around the property.
Oh,
wow. Nice.
And he's known to do that. I mean, he's just an awesome down.
I was always itching
really
to
cool
see
guy.
One, and he had one in the shop, and I was like, I walked right past it, I didn't see it, and he's like, come on. He saw how excited I was, and I was like, no, I really haven't seen this, and he's like, you want to ride one? I was like, come on, you're kidding me. He got all jumped up, and he's like, I got 7 more back here. Hold on. I was like, wait, I'm trying to snap a picture. I'm like, where the hell did he go? He got a bike fire up. He's driving through, yelling at his people, open them doors.
Yeah. Nice.
Open the doors.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. We have to do a road trip to that museum, by the way, because that's a great place.
Awesome.
And my ashtray's there.
Maggie Valley
down in North Carolina.
In North Carolina. Again, all the great places are in North Carolina. David Hayes, we know that. We're coming.
And they got barbecue joints all over the place.
Oh, yeah, they got barbecue down there.
He's got the show What's in a Barn.
What's in a Barn.
What's in the Barn.
I play that sometimes. What's in my pants?
Yeah. We don't want to.
Yeah, that's on Velocity TV.
Nobody
yeah,
wants
Velocity
to go there.
Nothing but Black Widows and Eggcorns down there.
Are you happy to see me?
You're right.
Fucking
I got pictures of Steven. I got a group picture with Steven sitting on that bike and the Wild Hogs page. You go check it out when you go home.
I'll check it out, yes.
Wild Hogs seems to be a very popular name lately.
Yes.
We keep running into people with...
David Hayes.
Tell them about the group, yeah.
David Hayes runs Wild Hogs. That has about 60,000 people in it now.
And it's great. Wow.
It's an awesome page, man. You want to like laugh your ass off or see some awesome pictures, awesome bikes, beautiful women.
And beautiful women.
And he also runs Carolina Bikers
and
Wild Hogs Florida Style. All these pages are awesome, man. You got to check them out. Cool. Also, I love my Harley. No Rules is a great page also. There's about 80,000, 90,000.
Let's not forget about our guys at Biker.
Biker Trash Nation, man.
Trash Nation.
Biker Trash Nation. They're actually having a bike event. What is it?
Nope.
Oh, what happened up there?
Trying to reconnect.
No, it's trying to reconnect. Not to worry. It's don't worry. It'll happen. Don't freak out.
Hit a button up there or something?
No. Just leave it alone. It'll be fine. I'll get up and move.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on.
We're not a big numbers group. We're a small riot group.
Yeah. Yeah. If that phone rings.
Yes, I got an eye on it.
Don spends a lot of time to see how many people we could get down to instead of up to.
Yeah. right.
It's okay. You ride,
Can't do a group ride with 90,000 people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you think we're stopping for sandwiches and just to show off the bikes, not yet.
That wouldn't be me.
I'm still trying to reconnect. I'm not
you keep the shiners in front of the cafe. We're going riding.
I'm
going to put some fun residue on the bikes.
I'm just going to do that right. Hey,
stay tuned. Don't go nowhere.
Well, no. They should go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Yeah,
that's where they should be going.
Go there and listen to the show right now because
that's where we are.
I,
right?
I would love to tell them that too, but I lost the fucking internet connection on here.
All right, hold on. I lose my phone.
Hey.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
This is,
so we still got the audio feed?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. All right. Hold on.
I'm going to have to do something.
Can you hear me now? No.
Can you hear me now? No. Well, that's why we have the radio show on MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
Yes.
So that's where everybody kind of needs to go. I'm going to do it right now. Because if our calling guest calls in.
Speaking of Randy, there he is.
I'm going to go try and reset that thing.
Do that.
What are you looking at?
You're
but don't
Randy.
Touch that thing.
Oh, I just went over to my Facebook page.
You remember how to do it.
See what's
right?
happening over there.
For the show.
You can do that?
Live.
Yeah.
Online. I'm technologically challenged.
I'm not. I'm an internet nerd. What is that going to mean?
Now you know why I'm a valuable asset on the rides.
Right. Now you know why you're my wingman.
I hate the internets. I'm just saying. Ah, there's no connection. Kiss my fucking...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm live on the air
Randy
right now.
Randy got bumped out a while ago.
He's doing it.
I just got him back in.
He sent
the request. You're in, Randy.
I'm trying to refresh the page. Must have
got lost in the shuffle.
When
we redid the page.
I think it's jumped up. I'll be back on.
He was never
Hold on. Adam's doing it.
Here we go.
Yo!
We're back.
Live.
Good job.
Goddamn freaking. That's a secret thing.
Hey, how'd you do that? Took all the nuts out of there, right?
Yeah.
We're not saying. We know how to work this whatever. I'm gonna try, Mr. Pittman again. Hold on. I'm sweating over here. You know, we rely so heavily on the internet, we don't know what to do when it's not. I think we should get a TV station.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so where were we now?
I forgot,
too. Oh, David Hayes.
We're in North Carolina somewhere.
Yeah, David Hayes. North Carolina. Right.
David Hayes has his awesome groups. I don't know if you guys heard me before. We lost our internet connection, but David Hayes has the Wild Hogs, which is an awesome group. Great stories, great pictures, photos of bikes, women are gorgeous, awesome people. He's got the Carolina Bikers and the Wild Hogs Florida style.
Right.
Check out those groups, awesome groups. Plus, I love my Harley.
And Camel City Bike Fest.
Camel City
Winston
Bike Fest.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Again, North Carolina.
There you go.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Carolina's got a beautiful run over there.
Smoky Mountains, man.
Right.
Yeah, smoking.
Smoky Mountains.
We're smoking.
The Blue Ridge Mountains all the way down is great.
Yes, I've gone there.
We have a caller that calls in a lot that lives down there.
Yeah, gorgeous. Right? And you got a lot of areas just outside the mountains to ride around.
Nice.
There's plenty of areas.
I'm going to try our...
Well, when you're up on the Blue Ridge Mountains, there's no gas stations up there, so you got to go down the mountain somewhere.
Exactly.
Somewhere by that sandwich place in the barbecue pit, Johnny.
Oh. I know exactly what you're talking. Now, you know what? The tail of the dragon, man. You guys see anything down in the accidents? Or?
I thought
Whittle Switzerland was actually better than the dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they hang up
my first time I went down to the dragon, it was so pumped up. Everything, I'm checking out all these like stupid trailers, everything getting stuck on there. And I got out there and I was just like, okay. This is nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is just laugh at the guys on the, you know, those rice rockets thinking they're going to race.
Right.
The
there's
hundreds of people riding on this thing and they think they're going to go blasting in at 150 and then hear the bike or see it after the first turn.
Yeah.
That's why when you get down to the end, you see the Tree of Shame at the lodge and it's got motorcycle parts hanging all over.
Right.
Those are probably the ones that can get off the cliff.
You know, let's face it. Actually,
or out of the trees.
90% of all accidents happen in curves, and the Dragon is loaded with curves.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they try to take these curves at 60, 70 miles an hour. It just doesn't
happen.
Doesn't happen, man.
No, well,
can't
it
do
doesn't.
That. Yeah, you definitely can't get
good luck.
Not down there.
Yeah.
No, you can't be on a suicide mission.
Nah,
man.
Nah.
Just for the scenery, there's nothing like that whole area.
Yeah, there's so many other rides over there. I mean, that whole border area, not just the Smoky Mountains, you know, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, that whole area right down there.
You come out of the Dragon and you pick up Route 28, the Moonshiner.
Great place to stay, beautiful areas.
The Moonshiner is all sweepers, curves, runs along the lake and the rivers down there.
Right.
You got Bridal Veil Falls. Now, check this out. Visualize this. Bridal Veil Falls on Route 28.
Right.
You're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, there's the waterfall. The road goes under the waterfall. You stop. What they did, they actually made an additional road so that you could pull off and ride on the original road.
Right.
You're underneath the waterfall with the bikes. The water is cascading over you and landing on the other side of the street.
Oh, wow.
So you're literally sitting on your bike under the waterfall watching this thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Wow.
And there's a lot of roadside waterfalls along that route. It's they call it the Moonshiner because back in the day, the Moonshiners used to race through there to get rid of the cops on their tails.
Right.
They were professional car racers. They have the birth of NASCAR. So that's the history of North Carolina. You know,
that's the history of
that also. That also reminds me of Smuggler's Notch up in Vermont.
Oh, Vermont. Yeah.
That was nice.
Oh, Smuggler's Notch. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, right at the top, the real tight turns. I mean, you lean it into this and it narrows down to like one lane. So when you're leaning on the bike at 3 miles an hour just to make these little tight curves at the top, it feels like you could kiss the rocks next to you.
Well, actually, at the end, you could because there's a giant boulder right dead smack in the middle of the road.
Wow.
So
that's why you got to go around.
It's a 90-degree left turn.
Yeah, 90-degree left turn. You can't do more than 2 or 3 miles per hour. Otherwise, you're going over.
Of course.
On a technical road,
I'm sure the people
out
of Vermont are probably like,
"Oh yeah,
we do that all the time at 100.
We go through the biker trails."
So let me ask you guys, when you prepare for a trip like this, how do you prepare mentally and physically? Because you know what? All that riding is going to fucking damage your body after a while. What do you do for that?
Well, you know what I do? I do a lot of local rides. We'll start on the island here. We'll go upstate. We'll spend a day. We'll spend anywhere from 8 to 12 hours just to get the body used to being out.
Right.
Doesn't have to be riding. Got to be out. It's an endurance thing.
Right.
We call it getting in riding shape. So the next weekend we'll go out and we'll do it again.
Right.
And we'll go a little further.
The good tune-up rides.
Tune-up rides.
Right. So if you get yourself acclimated to spending long days out, and again, you don't have to be riding all those 10, 12 hours.
Right.
But you want to be doing some mileage, and you want to be walking around and doing whatever.
Okay? Right.
And then when the time comes where the ride commences, you're going to be riding. You're going to be doing 10, 12-hour days.
Yep.
You know, you're just going to be. And depending on the size of the group, the day gets longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have to stop for fuel, restrooms, lunch, the more people you got, the longer it takes to get back on a bike and get going.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got it down with science. We technically leave every day, whatever the plan is, 7, 14 days, 18 days, kickstands up 7:30 a.m. every day.
Wow.
By 5, between 5, 6 o'clock every day, we are at our destination in the hotel having dinner.
Wow.
6 o'clock, we're eating dinner every day, regardless of where we're going. Whether it doesn't matter what the circumstances, we got this all figured into the equation. So now, after you had a day, now 7:30 to 5:30, it's 10 hours.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's a long day.
But you're off the bike. You're eating dinner at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, evening, whatever.
Right.
You got the hotels have pools if you want to take a dip. Some have saunas. You know, you want to kick back a few drinks, a few beers. You got all night to sleep.
Yeah.
Socialize with everybody else that's riding with you.
Sure. Make a lot of friends along the way, too.
Right. We go out to eat, we drink, whatever. We get back on the bike the next morning and we go. It's another day. And
but you see, all the rides are like that. Everywhere we stop, you know, we see a bunch of other people riding or there's other rallies sometimes we bump into. And, you know, hey, we stop at the stations. You know what's going on. If they're locals, they tell us other routes, you know, where to go and check out. If we don't think we could go off the cuff and do it within our time frame, we'll make mental notes or write them all down, and
we'll go back and
sit down
again
at the hotel. These are the conversations for the hotel night, you know, and everybody's sitting down having dinner. You know, let's go over the ride plan for the next day. Let's talk about, you know, if we ever return in this area, which we try not to.
Riding around here is terrible in New York.
The long trips we plan well in advance. We don't just do this, get up and say, okay, we're going next week.
Yeah.
We'll take anywhere from some up to a year to plan. Up to a year. And this way, everybody gets to go over it. Everybody's input. You know, what do you want to do in this state? Mm-hmm. We're going this way. We're in this direction. What would you? Oh, you might have an idea.
Right.
We'll work it in.
And that's cool.
It's not about who's ever making a ride. That's it. No. We try to put enough stuff in. That's like when we did the Route 66 tour.
Right.
But
we did the Arch. We did Jesse James's hideout. We did we did Bonnie and Clyde's hideout.
Nice.
We did Tombstone, Arizona, right? We had, and that's one you couldn't follow us on. One of my friends are typing on Facebook on there. Oh my God, you did so many things in 3 days more than I've done my whole life.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but we were just going in a rhythm. You know, it was along the way.
Right.
So
right.
Now there's other things and other places that we want to see in those states. So we're just gonna have to make another ride plan and go back.
We're hitting a lot of the popular and all the name stuff, but whenever we do go back through those states, we have to cut onto those highways, which we try to stay off of. We want to be on the local roads.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going off to the state parks or the nice little get-together spots that, you know, all the locals will tell us.
Well, the national parks. You want to start up, you have no idea where you want to go. You just throw a dart at the map. Start. look at the national
parks.
National parks.
Teddy Roosevelt.
It's funny that you're talking about Route 66 and there's a sign right behind
and that's true, which our fans can't see. I'm going to try making another phone call.
Sure.
I'm going to step out of the room. Sure. Don't miss me too much, folks.
All right, we'll try.
Yeah. We'll miss you, Mama.
Wait, I'm choking.
We do a lot. I do a little bit of ride planning, but most of it I give it to John.
I've seen his ride plan before. He put on Facebook or whatever, day one, departing here.
Oh, absolutely.
And stopping here to eat and take a shit or whatever you can do.
Well, let me tell you, that whole ride plan we had, everybody's
itinerary.
We were doing a Sturgis run, and we made it all the way out to Montana down. I mean, we were going away for like 3 weeks.
Right. Wait, Mama left the room. Let's talk about it.
Oh, go ahead.
Let's talk about it. It's like, I'm sorry, I got you.
Put the nuts away.
So you guys. Go ahead. You went to Montana? Sorry, I interrupted you with the foolish.
I mean, John really took lead on a lot of that. You know, we all had input.
Right.
You know, originally, it started off with like 3 years prior planning. And it must have been everybody and anybody, we've done it, we want to do it, we got ideas, this, that, da, 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 da. And as we went on through the years, it just shook out of everybody saying, I don't know if I can do that right.
Yeah, sometimes it's too many people.
Very simple. You got a bunch of people sitting in a room right now, and we got ideas. Well, write them down. The thing is, you got the idea, you got to make it happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Otherwise, you're not going.
Yeah, exactly.
You're never going to get there, you know?
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Okay.
And then there's always those luncheons or little dinner get-togethers before the rides to say, do you think you really should go on this ride?
Right.
You know, because if you're a little under the weather, the doctor puts you on a prescription or, you know, anything, that's going to change your whole,
Everybody's got time to drop out if they feel it's not for them.
Right.
And the reason, one of the points why we do the local rides, and like I said, the tune-up rides.
Yeah.
For a couple of months before we go, is to make sure that everybody is comfortable with the way, because we ride the same way locally that we do long distance.
Right.
You know, safety is our main concern.
Right.
And we've got not new friends, but they're new to the group and never did rides like we do, we've done.
Right.
So I highly recommend that you come on as many local rides
with us,
tune-up rides. To see if you really think you can do this,
or
you
want to
do it. You might do more miles in a day than truckers doing a truck.
Right.
Yeah.
You might change your mind, which is okay. It's all right, you know.
Yeah, you shake.
But we don't want to be out on the road halfway across the country, and then you start crying, and you didn't tell me it was going to be like this, and I can't do this, and I can't take it anymore.
You got to do fast.
I don't want any hard feelings.
Going back to what you were saying about before, about planning, and where I started going with this was the index cars when we went on that 3-week ride. So we're getting ready to go for a ride John says, "Hey, we're going to be meeting everybody, you know, whatever, before we go for one of our tune-up dinners."
Right.
Go over to the house. We're sitting there, and he's like, "I got a stack of index cards for you." I'm like, "What the fuck do I need index cards for?" And he goes, "No, no, no." He goes, "I wrote out everything, miles, everything, but from spot to spot." So we're all right, and we're doing two and a half hour clips, sometimes three, and then two and a half. That's pretty long for most people, but that's pretty much what we do.
That is kind of long, yeah.
So everything's on the index card. So he put so much time and effort into planning this whole thing. This is a 3-week ride.
Wow.
That really just came to the point of even dealing with all the people. Everybody, we all got it. It ended up being down to four bikes. Which was great. It was the best thing for 3 weeks.
The smaller the better, because too many.
It was so manageable.
Right.
But he said, "You know what?" He goes, "I did so much in this thing." He goes, "I want to sit in the back and ride, sweep the whole thing." So he goes, "Here's a couple index cards." He goes, "If you get a little jumped up," because I put them in my little pocket up there, "stop this up." And he goes, "Hey, you start getting off track." He goes, "I'm still in the back with the GPS. I'll just tell you the right and left."
There
and
you
I
go.
Was like, "All right, whatever. Let's go."
That's awesome.
That's a great idea.
That's an awesome way to plan it, though, you know?
Yeah, well, every time we stop, we get off for a little gas and go. I'm flipping the card to the next one, doing a brief reading, and I'm saying, "Hey, okay."
Right.
I can't tell you half the towns or anything like that. I'm just like, "Okay, I like this highway number to that one."
That was index card. That was
keep going. I'm trying to enjoy everything and look at the
you guys like
myself.
That? That was index card number 4.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell you where we've been. We collect souvenirs along the way. You've been in my den.
Yeah. We got the blue card.
I got the pins all over the wall.
I like the pins.
His living room is awesome, man. Set up a little more.
Yeah, the motorcycle room.
But what happened with our phone call? It's not working out right now.
He's not available at the moment. So why don't we have Adam do his little tip?
Adam, do your tip of the month.
Well, we were talking about tires, and my tip is check your air pressures, especially when you. That's it.
That's all you fucking got.
Well, she checked those air pressures every time you get on.
Once a month, Adam, the last Monday of every month, we need a bike tip. We covered that last week with Randy.
I'm sorry.
You did air in a thousand,
did you?
I must apologize to the 7,800 people that are watching right now.
Randy,
you want another one?
Yeah, we want another
Randy
tip. Think really hard. Pull an index card somewhere out of your hat.
You have an index card to give him.
Get your oil change.
Sure, we got a few guys.
Especially when your bike sits over the winter.
Well, change oil fluids.
That's not everybody's
doing
the
battery
trips
tender
like
thing.
Well, we're always on the bike, so.
But
we never really get garage except for when it's snowing or if it goes down below 30 degrees, then we're not throwing the garage door open.
No.
But he's right. You let the bike sit for 3 months, man. The oil breaks down. You got to get rid of it.
You got to change the fluids. Yeah. Now, because you guys do a lot of miles in a short period of time, but you still do safety checks on the bike before you get on it things loosen up,
right.
You know, especially with Harleys, you know, yes, we love them.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. What's the oldest bike you guys got in your group?
We don't have an old bike. Everybody's new.
Yeah.
Everybody's fairly new. Yeah. I think the oldest bike we have in our group now is...
Eli's got the
2011 or 2010, I believe.
Eli's bike isn't old enough.
No,
seven,
Adam,
but
they don't have any of those panty heads
on
the ride.
Everybody got out of that. There was
it's got a soft tail, right?
This group.
I know.
He's right around 2010.
Do you want to promote your chapter or your hog chapter you're in?
No.
No,
that's
they
right.
don't have
You know, we're not a
You know, it's like the hamsters.
Group. Right.
It's like a down-low kind of thing.
Yeah.
It depends on how low you want to go.
Our group is
associated with a lot of chapters.
You don't belong to Miracle
Mile? What's that?
You don't belong to Miracle Mile?
Yeah,
we're still with...
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, we're still with Miracle Mile, Harley Davidson, and Great Neck, New York.
Yeah, they're great people over there.
Yeah, we had a great time with you guys at the comedy night.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't get out. I'm like I said, I'm usually busy, and when we're doing some rides, I'm on the side, so doing my thing. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's I'm so busy, I don't even go on these big rides with him. I just jump on the bike, and I'm like, where am I going today? I can jump on. I can just start heading out somewhere because I have a few days, and I'll be in Florida within a day.
I have a helmet and a leather jacket.
You're in.
As long as you have a back seat and a 5-point harness, because I fall asleep on the back. No, I do. I fall asleep.
I got bungee cords and bungee necks.
That's fine. Duct tape works for me, too. That's fine. I'm good that way.
We weren't talking about the hotel room after the ride.
Stop giving away my secrets, Adam.
Then we get that's the duct tape, man.
Yeah. Hello, Mama Mayhem over here.
She's been the dragon.
This napkin, a lot.
This napkin smell like chloroform?
Anyway, our phone call with, what's his name?
R.C. Pittman.
It's
a little postponed.
It's a little postponed. I want to try him one more time. Then we'll call it quits for him today.
Yeah, I'll try him in 7 minutes.
We'll try him in 7 minutes. Yeah. But if you want to give us a call, call 631-560-3416. We'd like to hear what you have to say.
Let's hear your right ideas.
Yeah.
I also want to promote...
Bring them up.
What are we promoting?
Three on the Throttle.
They're good.
Three on the Throttle. Check out their YouTube. John, you'll love these guys.
Three
on the Throttle on YouTube. They're three guys.
Right.
That ride three totally different bikes. Mm-hmm. Have three different kind of perspectives of the way they ride.
Can you say that again, please?
You sounded like a Harley.
they have their own versions of ride. You can check them out. The website is 3onthethrottle.com, but they're on YouTube. So when you go on YouTube, check out their channel, check out their page.
Cool.
Three on the Throttle. Check them out. You'll love them, man.
Cool.
But anyway, what else you got?
What, like with what?
Does Rod want to call in about a cigar segment?
Yeah.
Well, he's in Chile right now, and he's only, if he calls in, he's got 5 minutes to call in.
All
right. You know, it's not, you know, a 20-minute thing. But maybe somebody out there, I mean, Norm called in from Oklahoma.
Right.
Maybe somebody's got a valuable tip.
Yeah, anybody got a tip or
a quick hack job or something?
Call Randy?
Let's call Randy. Can we prank Randy?
Let's call Randy.
Call Randy Miller.
This radio show calls you.
Yeah, we call people. Hold on, we gotta prank. But I don't have an "Are you fucking kidding me?" moment.
He's Batman on my phone.
Ask him if he took the winter air out of his tires and put the summer air.
Oh,
in.
Oh yeah.
The summer wind.
I had a special deal on summer air.
We're calling Randy Miller.
Department of Public Works, Taiwan.
He's listening to the show. Fuck
no,
you, Randy.
We know you're lying. We know you're lying. There's no public works in Taiwan.
Listen, I'm looking for a chinko tire. Yeah. Do you have any of them?
Yeah.
What's up, Randy Miller?
Made what's going on? The third month in 79.
Hey, John and Steve.
How's it going, buddy? Randy?
So Adam had a really good tire tip. I mean, a tip of the month, and it was about tire pressure.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, all right. So what else you got? You want to add to it?
Oh, I wasn't prepared.
Oh, come on. You were too. You were listening to the whole show. You know goddamn well we were going to call you.
Here's one for you. Always bring clean underwear.
There you go.
Extra rolls of scroll in the saddlebags.
Well, I bring panty liners. Guys don't know about that, but yeah, that's
they
what
do
just
now.
Like,
disposable drawers.
No. Disposable drawers.
I'm wearing them right now.
Make sure the bikes are loaded before you wash.
Also, somebody should always carry a roll of toilet paper.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Baby wipes. Hello.
I must say, though, if you live in the New York area, Long Island area, and need some work done to your bike, call Randy Miller. He's the man. I will not give his phone number out. Contact us if you want to get him. But he's the man.
Plugging everybody, huh?
Yeah, man. Randy fucking... He owns my bike.
Right.
I'm not allowed to touch my bike.
Well, no, you're not allowed to touch it at all.
Yeah,
you strip shit and stuff. Oh, God.
By the way,
you're lucky he'll let you ride it.
By the way, that front tire... You gave the tip last week about the life of a front tire of a tire.
You know, I'm going to have to check. I have to look.
You might as well throw that one out now.
Don't throw it out. I can make a planner out of that. I know how to make a planner out of old
tires. I'm
going
to have to look at the date on it. I don't remember. Well, you know, the only plus is that when we got them, they were fresh, man.
Yeah.
Those were real fresh when we got them. And I don't even think we got them, the end of last year?
Well,
the beginning of last year.
I remember. Yeah.
More importantly, how old are the trailer tires, Randy?
and actually, that tire has been sitting in a very good place. It's in a nice, cool place. So
we just changed those trailer tires, all right?
All right, so listen, there seems to be an issue with Mr. Pittman.
There is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that. Randy, hang on the phone for a sec. But any of our listeners that actually partook, is that the proper terminology?
Okay, I'll take
did
it.
The inaugural ride? to the White House, give us a call. We want your opinion on it and how it was organized, because I think it's a great thing when somebody does rides like
sure,
that.
Sure, man. Give us a call. If you were part of that ride, if you partook in the part of that ride.
Listen, my little baguette. Yeah, because...
What ride is that?
The inaugural ride to the White House. The Bikers for Trump ride.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Okay.
If you're on that ride, call us 631-560-3416.
Right, because that was really what the call was about, was the ride and how everybody, how organized it was, mm-hmm. and... Yeah. Everybody met state to state and
that's right.
with one destination.
That's right. And if you call right now, I will boot Randy Miller right off the phone.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, exactly.
With all the snowflake meltdowns that were going on out there, they were actually pretty good, because they were actually a lot of groups that I saw from those Trump supporters.
Right.
Randy, I can hear you.
They
breathing.
Were actually trying to help everybody. What don't you think you're going to get? What part do you need to go talk to? Let me show you over to this. They were helping people around. They were doing a lot of good things down there.
Right.
It wasn't just a ride where they were surrounding, you know, the White House.
Exactly. No, well, that was the whole idea with the thing. You know what? Regardless of who was nominated for president, Randy, can you stop making those goddamn fucking noises and move the phone away from your mouth?
You sound like Darth Vader.
No, but that was the whole premise of the call.
Yeah.
Mr. Pittman, they call him Casper. He's from the Northwest Florida chapter for Bikers for Trump. And I had the privilege of speaking to him prior to the show. And I basically told him I wanted him to talk about the organization of the ride. Is that Randy? You fucking
Randy,
you
still there?
I'm not doing anything, dude.
Somebody's doing something.
I'm saying, man.
Can you hang up the phone?
Did I?
No, it was those goddamn. What?
I'm trying to listen to
you know, I was trying. I'm really getting pissed off at you, Johnny.
Where's the
Steaks Rizzo? Because I'm trying to have a serious conversation here, and you're fucking it up.
I'm sorry.
Nobody fucking cares about these little fucking beep 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 beep. Get rid of that shit. Really, you're pissing me off.
Okay.
I'm going to unplug you.
Jim Chinesi likes it.
Fuck Jim Chinesi. He's not here.
He doesn't like it, by the way.
No, but it was actually, as a person who rides in large groups, mm-hmm. you both do, and being a participant in large rides.
There it is.
Yeah, that was it. It came out. I really thought it was an amazing thing to witness. All those motorcycles from all those states, how they all rallied together for one cause. You know, I don't have to say what the cause is. But it was for Donald Trump. Bikers for Trump. We get it. But how they all organized. Yeah. And everyone got there safely, from what I understand. And it was a huge group and a huge undertaking. When I spoke to Mr. Pittman on the phone, he said they were answering 10,000 emails to people that wanted to know exactly where the meetups were, and everybody along the route, they got in touch with people from different areas for Bikers for Trump and things like that. And I really thought it was a very organized event.
Incredible.
Also a very peaceful one, because, you know, it was not violent on their end, just saying, but it was just a great gathering of bikers, and that's what we are.
Yep.
The bikers that, you know, are true bikers, when we gather together for a cause, no matter what it is, if it's important to us or important to our brothers and sisters, we rally behind and show our support and gather at these events and these charity events. And that's what, like the normal Joe Blow, you know, weekend warrior doesn't understand.
Right.
Is that it's not just, it's with us, it's the ride and everything else. And yes, you've got newer bikes and, you know, you're able to do what you're doing. And then there are the guys that have the Springers and do the local bar hopping thing, you know, and live day to day, and that's their only mode of transportation.
Yes.
But push comes to shove, when it comes to things that we believe in or support, we all support each other. And
exactly.
I think that's what makes us our own little unique group.
That's right. We are.
Nationwide.
That's right. And we have a lot of people out there, man.
So, yeah, somebody call in, please.
Yes, anybody
want to
Johnny. Call in? Call in. I want to hear about a barbecue place or a great road. Maybe John and Steve never heard of before. Call us.
Plenty of bikers from Trump out there. I can tell you plenty of stops on the way.
Oh, I know. There were. So, 631-560-3416. Right. It's at the top of the feed.
What was that place you went to in Maryland? I didn't go on that one. It was something in the hills up there. the mini Sturgis in Maryland?
The Big App, the...
Kentucky, right?
No, the... I can't remember. That was up in Cumberland. Up in Cumberland, up in the mountains up there. That was really cool. It's right on the border of West Virginia and Maryland, and Western Maryland and West Virginia. Gorgeous area. But they do that every year now.
Yeah.
I think their 14th year they're doing this rally up there.
Wow.
You have to look it up on the internet. I didn't come prepared tonight because I didn't know I was going to be, going to be on the
No,
case.
But you
didn't
know
you were going to be talking for 2 hours?
You're the main guest.
But Catskill Mountain Thunder.
Yes.
That's at the Blackthorn Resort.
Yep.
Up in, the Catskills. There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forget what town it is. What town?
Catskill?
No. Catskill Mountain. The Blackthorn Resort. I don't know the town.
Blackthorn. Oh, yeah.
But anyway. But they do a pre-run run.
Right.
A pre-event event.
Okay.
Just to get your feet wet. So,
that's what
and
I'm
other
talking
things,
about.
Too.
Yeah. You got to go up there and
April
check
and
the
June, and then the big event is coming up in September.
Excellent.
But they do, these little quickie, 2-day things or an overnight deal, meet the bartender, stay at the resort.
Cool.
Get a feel for it. They have beautiful cabins, and they do organize a lot of rides, which is nice.
Cool.
I mean, we do have a lot of events and all.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And the the third week in September, if you go to tnbikefest.com, letter T, the letter N, bikefest.com, Tennessee Bike Fest, they're having a gathering there also, too.
Mm-hmm.
So once it's confirmed and we have everything all locked down, we're going to be going to that.
We all go
to Tennessee.
Yes, we are.
But I might be in Sicily, so I don't know.
Oh, well, where would you rather be?
Because I'd rather be doing Lorenzo Lamas. I'm just saying.
Funny story about Sicily really quick.
Oh, I thought you were going to say funny story about Lorenzo Lamas.
I have a funny story about him.
We had a guest in on the Jim Sinise show about 2 months ago. My friend John Macaluso, who lives in Italy.
Oh, he posted it.
And what happened was, he comes in here, John Macaluso, right? What's going on?
Yep.
And so John's in the studio, right? Italy, for the last 5-6 years, I think, right? So the first thing I have to say to him is like, you must have some great garlic there. He's like, no one has ever fucking asked me about garlic in Italy.
How's
really?
The pizza?
Only you would.
I was going to say, how's the barbecue joints over there?
What about that balsamic vinegar and the olive oil?
Oh,
you come up with garlic?
Garlic. I was like, you must have some awesome garlic. Like,
it's Italian. It's got to be garlic and everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Speaking about the Jim Tanisha show, check that show out, too, on Wednesday night with me and Adam. It's about 5 assholes that just sit around the same room here. We say penis jokes all night.
Oh, good.
Like, I'm going to call in and listen to that. I hear it from you. I hear it when I get home.
Right.
I hear it on the air.
Randy, are you still there?
I don't know. I think we lost him. Did I hang up on him?
Randy.
Did he go take a poop?
No, he fell asleep. Randy.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, God.
I had
to
mute, so I wasn't...
he muted it.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
That was smart. You're smart.
All right, Randy, we're going to let you go. You have anything, any tips you want to say about anything real quick? Or...
Yeah, bring clean underwear.
He already said that.
Well, you know what? Randy Miller.
Plenty of
speaking
lose.
About Miller, Miller's Ale House, Randy.
Because they got food there.
Cards for Guitars, man.
Yeah,
it's a home for the Warriors. Saturday, April 15th at 11
if I can get one of my bikes running by then, I'll be there.
Yes. Plus, there's going to be some bands. What's that?
If you don't, you can use Johnny's trailer.
What, are you having a winter project? You take it apart for fun?
That's right. Pete Mazzo and the Hit Squad will be playing. Pete Mazzo, am I saying it right?
Yeah, so, okay, so I don't like the Hit Squad part because that reminds me of Billy Mira and the Hitmen. So,
why?
Because it's to a similar a name.
Okay. Well,
I'm just saying. But they're probably really good.
They're all good. They are good.
I know, I'm joking.
But,
I'm just busting chops.
What is it? East to West Cars, right, John?
That's right. Classic
East
cars.
To West Cars, Classic Cars. I'm fucking breathing like
that's
that.
Randy. Randy, can you put your
mic?
Hang up the fucking phone, Randy.
Sounds like he's blowing up your tires.
He's got his sleep apnea mask on.
My vagina's drying up right now. Can you shut the phone off? Oh my God, I got things to do later.
Either he's beaten off or dying.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
We're doing both.
Is
he doing both?
The
can
show.
He beat off and die at the same time? Oh my God, I can't stand it.
All right, man, we're going to let you go, buddy. I'll call you to my home later.
SMV.
Awesome, Mr. My Little Baguette.
Later, Randy.
That was Randy Miller.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Cars and Guitars for Home for the Warriors, Saturday, April 15th at 11 a.m. I can't say 11. That's the Miller Air House in Comac, 88 Veterans Highway, Comac, New York. Check them out. They have some awesome cars. Because Dean has a bunch of awesome cars, right? A couple of them?
Sure does.
Yeah.
So he'll be there with his cars. And we want to get motorcycles there. So got a bike. Get over there, man. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you try one with them?
No, I'm going to try one more time.
Randy, check that tire for Johnny.
All right. Yeah. We don't have to converse while I'm doing other things.
I can do
people
a radio
can see
show.
What I'm doing. I'm trying to make a phone call here. I can't
Everyone just
it.
Wait.
Yeah, you get back.
So
to
it's like at my house.
You get back.
I tell.
You're getting paid by the
Mr.
hour.
Mr. Pittman, how are you?
She's
from
on the
voice
phone.
From beyond. I'm in
Listen,
the background.
I'm going to hook you up to our microphone, and you're going to be live in about 30 seconds or less. Okay. Oh, I can. Okay, great. All right, so you have my number. You can call me as soon as you get back to the house.
I'll call you at about 10 o'clock.
You got it, darling. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
There it is.
See, I told you he was playing T-ball. He had the T-ball game with his grandson. He's going to call us back in 5 minutes.
There you go.
There you go.
I got to plug this thing in my hole?
Put it in the hole.
Got to have the grandson.
I don't want to put it in my hole.
What hole?
This one, the top hole?
The hole, you put the headphones.
Where it fits. Okay, putting it in. Square peg. Say it now.
Wrong hole.
Don't anybody call. Ouch. Oops. That was yesterday.
Don't call.
No, you can call Johnny. You just won't be heard on the air
That's
now.
Right.
No, he actually, I told you I had a really nice conversation with the guy. His grandson is in a T-ball league, and they obviously got delayed for the game because he was supposed to be home an hour ago.
Oh, that's all right. Family
first.
Gotta have fun with the kids.
It's only 8:30 there. Yeah, I know. So Mr. Pittman is definitely going to call us back. So if anybody has any questions, we'll try and monitor the feed.
That's right.
Non-political questions. It's about the ride. So, and if anyone participated in the ride, please say hello again to Mr. Pittman when he calls back.
Yes.
He will be calling back shortly. I'm very excited to speak to him because this is like really a huge undertaking.
Yes.
You know?
I can imagine. I did a similar ride. It was a political thing in Washington, D.C. also about 4 or 5 years ago. President Obama was president at the time, and he had this thing going on where he was meeting with Muslim dignitaries, and they were planning on doing a million Muslim march down at the... Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So naturally, it didn't take long for 2 million New York bikers
to show
assemble
up.
And show
I remember
up
that.
There
wasn't a lot of construction going on that day.
Yeah.
They're right. The pencil hair was down in the monument.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
All you heard down there was motorcycle engines and crickets.
I remember that.
But you know what? I still have the flag on a miniature motorcycle in my room.
Right.
They handed out flag. I joined up with Along the Route,
right?
With the New York Fire Riders.
Oh, they're a great organization.
Awesome, and a bunch of guys. And the guy I was behind, I have pictures. I should have bought them. Next time I'll bring them.
Okay.
Yeah. The guy was a firefighter, 9/11, and we assembled at the dealership right outside of D.C., Maryland, over there, getting ready to go in. And we were lining up. Some guys from upstate New York brought down a trailer, they towed it behind a truck, of a scale model of the Twin Towers and the big 9/11.
Wow.
It was breathtaking, man. Unbelievable.
I can imagine, I've seen that.
The fire riders got behind that. The guy that I was behind at the end, the last fire rider, took his helmet off, opened his tour pack, pulled out his fire engine helmet that he wore on 9/11.
Wow.
Right.
And put it on his head. This thing was charcoal. Burned. And I can't tell you how moving this thing was.
Yeah.
And we went like rolling thunder over the bridge
into
D.C. and around the monument.
Wow.
And we absorbed all the parks in the area. But like you said, the coordinating an event like that has to be so undertaking. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'd like to know really how they managed to do it.
Yeah.
Because
he's going to call us in a couple of minutes. He'll probably, we're going to wrap up the show with him. We might have to go over a little bit. I want to give him, an opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
But yeah.
If you never did anything like that, man, that is something that you'll soon be to forget.
No.
You know?
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
No.
My ex was a retired city fireman. Yeah. Yeah, and it was like I sent him off to war. He took out his old turnout gear, and he went in. No questions asked. He didn't say anything. And when he came back, he couldn't talk. He couldn't talk about it. He said, I just wish that I could take a plug from my head and stick it in your head, in not perverted way, but because he just couldn't talk about it. Yeah. Didn't want to talk about what he saw, the aftermath and everything else. He was just there, again, a rider, a fireman, supporting. And this is what it's all about. It's, you know, having the freedom to do that in this country, our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, all this great stuff, and being able to get on your motorcycles and ride in organized groups anywhere across this country. Can't do that in other countries.
Adam, can you go fix that again?
Give a little yank
Mug
a crank.
Get Robbie killed out there.
No, but, like
hey,
I said,
and God bless all those guys that were there in 9/11. You know, I was working. I was out there at a construction site on the Upper West Side at the time. And when, even right after the first tower went down, before the second tower even went down, people started jamming up. You know, it was panic everywhere.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were just stopping just to listen to the radios, hear what was going on. Well, a lot of emergency vehicles couldn't even get through.
No.
I've seen EMTs, firemen, policemen. I've seen, you know, probably National Guard people, military guys. And they were literally running down the avenues from all the way up by, I think it was over by the Museum of Natural History.
Right.
I'm all the way up north on the west side. I mean, it's good trek. And these guys were hustling down, and they're running in gear.
Right.
You know, when you see EMTs running with an air tank on their freaking shoulder and whatever packs they're carrying, that's
That's scary.
Yeah, well, that one dude ran, from New Jersey through the Lincoln Tunnel all the way downtown.
Wow.
Yes, the Tunnel to Towers run.
Yeah, phone call coming in.
Yeah, we have Mr. Pittman calling in. All right, hold on one second. Mr. Pittman, how are you? You're live on the air on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry I was a little bit late. We had a T-ball game that was scheduled that I didn't know anything about. We just got through playing T-ball with the boys.
How'd they do tonight?
They did real well. Everybody played hard.
Nice. That's good.
That's great.
So it's towards the end of the show. I was kind of hoping to get you a little bit earlier, but that's all right. We're going to extend the show a little bit. We have people here that have experienced long rides, and I was always intrigued about how the inaugural ride was put together. And you're from the Northwest Florida chapter for Bikers for Trump. You are the president of that organization, right? And you
Yes, ma'am. I'm the national president. Bernie and myself are the ones that puts all the chapters together.
Nice.
Bernadette Marie on Facebook. She is the she's a national administrator.
Okay. And now, how long did it take you to put that ride together to get that set up?
The logistics on that was a nightmare. Took approximately 3 weeks prior to the first group showing up. When the first group hit Pensacola, of course, it took us 3 days to make the trip up there. We had different groups coming in, a group coming out of California, a group coming out of Oregon, single riders that were looking to hook up with groups. All across I-10, I-20, I-40, 70, 80. What we were trying to do was get everyone straight across the nation over to Interstate 95. What we did, the group that met me that came off of, I-10 and I-20, they met me in Pensacola, Florida. We staged there on Monday morning. We picked up riders all the way across Interstate 10, and we spent the night in Jacksonville on Monday night. On Tuesday morning, all the riders that lived in South Florida came up from Daytona and Orlando and Miami. They met us in Jacksonville. We left there and picked up stray riders from the East Coast, in South Carolina, Georgia. We kept making stops and picking riders up, until we got to Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Wow.
and we stayed there on Tuesday night. Well, Wednesday morning, Wednesday morning, we were we picked up our group that came from Myrtle Beach and the Outer Banks. We had groups that came in from Tennessee, Kentucky, all the way across in Medicine Fayetteville. Then we rode to right across the Virginia line, and that was our last pickup point, was Emporia, Virginia. Putting all these riders together, Bernie and myself, we answered a little over 10,000 calls, emails, text messages. Like I said, we were on the phone continuously every night until 9, 10, 11 o'clock, hooking all these riders up with various groups. When we left Emporia, we had a crowd. We didn't even try to number it. We got into Woodbridge, Virginia on Wednesday night. We had a meet and greet, with riders that had came, out of, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, all from up north of us. Maryland, we had riders coming out. Well, Thursday morning, we had put together an event along with the ride to the inauguration. It was called the Dry Run to D.C.
Wow.
And Thursday morning, we staged in Woodbridge, Virginia. And once again, the crowd was so big, we did not even try to number it. But Channel 4 News there in D.C., they got word of what we were doing, and the reason we were doing it was all over social media. There was different groups that was actually daring the bikers to show up in D.C., what they were going to do and how they were going to disrupt us and this and that and the other. So on Thursday, the helicopter from Channel 4 with the reporter riding in it, the report that he put out was that, get ready, D.C., Bikers for Trump are on their way.
Nice.
They're riding two by two, and the shot from the helicopter showed that the line of bikes was 2.5 miles long going into D.C.
There you go.
That's awesome.
This was on a Thursday, and nobody was expecting anybody in D.C. on Thursday. It was just like a regular work day. So you get a line of 2.5 mile line long of bikers. We were already, the front of the line was already as far as we could go. On Pennsylvania Avenue towards the Capitol, to where they had it blocked off.
So the leader showed up in the morning, and the town guy ended up there the following day.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we had outriders stopping traffic at every traffic light, so the whole line could make it through. Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing, but, Mr. Pittman.
That's coming in that pack.
but what happened was, our line was so long, we were already at the end turning around when the tail end of the group
was just
the tail end of the group was just coming out the tunnel.
Oh.
Gas and go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And that was just the trial run?
That was the dry run to D.C. That was on Thursday.
Crap.
We had the traffic in D.C. so gridlocked. They say it was gridlocked for 3.5 hours because of all the bikers that came into town.
Oh man. Holy shit. So when somebody just dares bikers not to show up in D.C., like it's the complete opposite. Like, you don't say that, you know.
Right.
But that's great. Now the actual. So when you were done with the test ride on Thursday, and so you did it again on inaugural day.
Friday they had all the roads in and around John Marshall Park. We had the entire federal park right in the center of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right.
There was 89 permits issued for different groups along Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right.
Out of the 89 groups, we had to claw, fight, and scratch. We were the only pro-Trump group on Pennsylvania Avenue, and we were right in the middle of them.
Wow.
Right, but there was a lot of riders for Trump out there from what I saw in different clips. So you guys were out there, not you in particular, but a lot of different groups from Riders for Trump that were actually trying to help everybody, you know, get the different directions. If they were complaining about, you know, oh, I think I'm going to lose my health care, I'm going to do this. Well, hey, let you know, like confronting him, saying, hey, let me know what you need, and we're going to help, try to help direct you in the right way.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I think that was a great effort from everybody who was out there. Now,
yeah, they were very helpful.
Mr. Pittman, how did you get something like this? Like, how did you reach all these people to get this group going? You know, I tried to do my radio show. I ain't getting that far, you know?
well, we're in the biker world, let's call it, the biker community.
Yeah.
Northwest Florida is the first chapter. Northwest Florida was the first absolute banded together chapter of Bikers for Trump that was formed. We all came together as a group at the RNC in Cleveland, where once again bikers were dared to show up, and there wasn't that many of us in Cleveland. Our initial core group consisted of approximately 50 riders that went to the RNC in Cleveland. That's the core group of Bikers for Trump. That's the hard nose. That's the ones that, by God, we're going to be there whether you like it or not.
Right.
These guys, after the RNC, when we started really promoting Bikers for Trump as a community. We're not an MC. We're not an RC.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a 1% or a 3%. We are what is called a biker community. We are like-minded individuals who have banded together to support and promote peaceful assembly, freedom of speech, without violence. It's like I told them at the inauguration when I was on stage, and it was on a Saturday, and all the women's march was going on. Our park was surrounded, just totally surrounded, with women.
By nasty
that were there protesting. It boiled down to this. We were the only thing on the parade route. We had live music. We had speakers. We were the only thing happening. The rest of they were standing out there with their signs. I invited them in. I said, "Look, you guys, you ladies, come on in. Come in here." They were out there dancing on the sidewalks out there along the street to our music.
Mm-hmm.
So we invited them to come in. Come on in our park.
Yeah.
Come on in. Bring your signs with you. Your signs are welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Your freedom of speech is welcome.
See?
But it all boils down to don't get ugly.
Exactly.
The bikers are experts at ugly.
Yep. You know it, honey. That is so true. So there was a lot. Yeah. I appreciate you being honest with us in this conversation and talking about
that. Well, before it was over. Before it was over, the women, we've got videos, we've got pictures. They had actually thrown their protest signs down and were interacting with the bikers. They were dancing with the bikers.
Mm-hmm.
The women were holding conversations with our women. We had a few minor incidents, you know. One thing about it, you don't spit on a biker.
No. You do not do that.
Yeah. I had a line of guys up in front of the stage while the festivities were going on Saturday morning. And one guy kind of got around behind the line and got right in the center of, in front of me with a camera and a bullhorn and started his ranting while I'm up there on the stage. And one of our guys that were more or less on security detail, if you want to call it that, he caught my eye. I nodded. He walked over there, and he simply told the guy, he said, "Hey, you're in the wrong place. You're going to have to move." So the guy commenced to berate him about his rights, where he could stand, and his rights, where he could scream and holler and all this kind of stuff. And he told him, he said, "Look, guy, we own this park. You're in here because we allowed you to come in. We paid good money to permit this park. Mm-hmm. Now, get your ass out of the park." Well,
speaking the truth.
The guy didn't appreciate it, and he messed around and a little bit of spittle flew, and when the spittle flew, his head looked like one of them spongy balls, you know how when you hit it with a baseball bat and it goes
well
he learned a good hard lesson, and that'll teach
him. So while this was the guy that hit him was probably 6'4", 275 pounds.
Whoa.
And before the fella could actually fall, the buddy that was standing beside the one that hit him had about a 5-foot running start and speared him and folded him in half like a piece of loaf bread. So he's laying on the ground, and two of the policemen walk over there. One gets him by one elbow, one gets him by the other. They're leading him out to park, and they turn around and said to the bikers, "You guys have a nice day." Led the gentleman out to park. That was the only absolute confrontation that took place in our park.
Safe.
They learned real quick that we will let you say what you want to say. We will allow you to protest, but don't get ugly.
That's it. Don't get ugly at all. Well, you know, Mr. Did any of you guys have a question for Mr. Pittman? I know there's another gentleman here, John, and there's another gentleman here, Steve.
Yeah, I kind of got a question. I mean, Bikers of Trump is, you know, it's out there. There's a lot going on, but, you know, maybe I know you're going to give him a plug. You're out there helping and you're throwing your support, but now this is a nationwide group that came together so fast. I mean, are there little groups in different states that are actually now controlling and centralizing to go to, like, town halls for Second Amendment rights or, you know, anything like that?
Yes, there is. We have added, I think it's 16 new chapters since the inauguration. We have over 300,000 followers on our national page.
Right.
We probably have 10,000 actual riders amongst all the chapters. What we have been doing, I don't know if you saw some of this stuff out in California that took place on the 25th, but I had groups at every MAGA rally except Philadelphia. We did not cover Philadelphia, and all the other rallies took place with no problems, very minor. What it boils down to is when a group of bikers band together, all they got to do is show up.
Yep.
Just show up.
That's right.
That's it.
Their presence in there, their presence just by showing up throws a dampener on all of this violent protesting.
Yeah.
Because they know we're not going to stand for it.
That's right.
That's right.
That is unacceptable behavior.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think that's fabulous.
Absolutely.
Exactly,
you know what?
Right, yes.
You set the record straight for a lot of our listeners, you know, that didn't know this information. I just learned a few things about it. And
yeah.
I really, we've got to start wrapping things up a little bit, but I really want to thank you for taking the time. And also taking the time and organizing this amazing thing. And, you know, the joke was, okay, now that Donald Trump is president, there's no more bikers for Trump, and that's a bunch of BS because you're still doing right. what you're doing. And
right.
And God and bless you, Mr. Pittman, you know, really, for what you're doing. You really set the record straight.
Let me throw this out there, and everybody that's listening, if you would like to be a part of the Bikers for Trump community, if you are like-minded when it comes to we're tired of having Muslims shoved down our throat. We're tired of illegals coming across. We're tired of the establishment not doing their job. We are banding together. We have two. I'll be real honest with you. Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson, if anybody's listening, get word to them. The state of Florida will vote you out in the 2018 election. You That's will right. be gone.
What's that? Better
start chopping in those pencils.
No, where can people go? Because it's kind of running. What's the website they can go to? Is it Bikers for Trump 2016?
No, ma'am. The boots on the ground part of the organization is set up. You have to type the full word in on your Facebook.
Okay.
Northwest Florida Bikers for Trump. We already have all over. We've got a group in Maryland. We've got a group in Jersey. We got three groups in Pennsylvania. We got groups in Virginia. We have two groups in Ohio. We have a absolute fantastic organization already started in Michigan, right outside of Lansing. They have over 1,000 members in their chapter. Northwest Florida Bikers for Trump. If you'll get on our Facebook site, we'll see where you're at, where you're located, and we will put you in touch with the president of the closest group to you. Now, you will be vetted. You can. We're like Donald Trump. By God, if we don't know who you are, you ain't coming in.
Right, exactly. So we do check.
That Northwest Florida area sounds like a good place to start a build the wall ride.
That's why we like Florida.
I love Florida.
Yeah. Well, we have three chapters in Florida. For anybody wanting to get on, once you go to Northwest Florida Bikers for Trump, you'll see all the different chapters all around.
Okay.
Once you are vetted, you're welcome to join. These groups will take you in. We have our own little store. We offer all of our patches. You can be proud to wear the patch, be proud to wear the shirt, and join in with one of our groups.
Okay.
This is what we as bikers can do to help promote Donald Trump.
Okay.
He needs help. Our obligation did not end at the ballot box.
Right.
Once you cast your ballot for him, if you think that's all you had to do and it's up to him to do the rest, you're sadly mistaken. Get off the couch, get involved, and start helping out at these MAGA rallies that are going on. That's what the MAGA rallies are for.
That's right.
Nice.
All right.
You know what, Mr. Pittman, thank you for allowing us to speak with you.
And thank you for now being a fan of Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
And I hope your grandson wins his T-ball league.
Well, Bernie and I have put 35,000 plus miles on an Ultra Classic in the last 15 months riding for Trump.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
In my spare time, I still coach T-ball.
That's right.
All right.
Excellent.
It's all about family. Thank you, Mr. Pittman. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Mr. Pittman.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. We've been on a couple of different shows, and the reception has always been outstanding, and we appreciate it. Don't forget, Northwest Florida Bikers for Trump.
Yep.
That's the boots on the ground part of the organization.
You got it.
You got it.
We'll share that information.
We are putting the word out.
I'll have Bernie send me an email with the direct links, too, and I'll repost it for everybody.
And we'll send you some stickers also. And when we get our T-shirts made, we're sending you some T-shirts.
Hey, we've got some. Just get a hold of Miss Margaret there. Have her get a hold of Bernadette Marie, and we'll take care of you guys.
Thank you so much.
And we'll take care of you, too. Thank you very much.
You have a great evening, Mr. Pittman.
All right. Thank you. Oh, and by the way, the name's Casper.
Okay, Casper. All right. Thank you, Casper.
Thank you.
All
right. Bye-bye now.
Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was an awesome phone
call. What a great call.
That was a great call. It really was.
But we're out of time.
We are out of time.
And we don't have... That was my Are You Fucking Kidding Me moment.
That's my... Are you fucking kidding me?
I can't believe we just spoke to this man.
Yes.
That was fabulous.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mayhem fans, Mayhem everywhere. And
to the 10,000 people that are listening tonight, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We are on VillageConnectionRadio.com. We have so many great shows on this station. The Jim Sinise Show. We have the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. We
I don't know. What else?
Don't ask him the name.
Just go to VillageConnectionRadio.com and see all those radio shows.
I'm still like in shock from this phone call with this ad.
Yeah, he's a little numb.
Go to VillageConnectionRadio.com. We have so many awesome shows there.
And always as a backup, keep MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com open on your website in case the Facebook feed dies down.
That never happens.
I know. Nobody can multitask.
I would like to thank Mr. John McGrath and Mr. Stephen McGrath coming in tonight.
Yes, I am still here.
Awesome stories, you guys. You guys rip it up out there, man. And I'd like to thank Mr. Pittman. Oh, Casper.
Casper, call him Casper.
Casper for calling in the show.
Bikers for Trump.
Bikers for Trump. And
Northwest Florida. Bikers for Trump.
Maybe some other chapter that
Adam,
you got out there. Cool.
Margaret, Mama Mayhem.
Geneva Keene, thank you so much for the hookup. We love you, woman.
David Hayes, everybody, man. Thank you for being fans. Thank you for watching. And we'll see you next Monday night.
I'll be solo without Johnny by my side. Oh, my fucking God.
I'll be in Florida, so take it easy on her, right?
Getting the trailer run, huh?
Have a great Monday night, all.
Bye.
Bye.
Holy. Are we off?
Hey, check this out. If you play guitar, bass, drums, sing, or play keyboards, all your music needs can be met at All Music in Plainview, New York. Check them out at their website, allmusicinc.com, and find them at 397 South Oyster Bay Road in beautiful Plainview, New York. Their phone number is 516-433-6969. Rock on.
This is Johnny from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and you are listening to VillageConnectionRadio.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.